Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kempler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance, streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars getting ready to do battle tonight. Their third meeting here on the young USHL season. It's game number 11 for the Tri-City Storm, and they are coming off an exciting 4-2 victory over the Waterloo Blackhawks back on Wednesday night, just 2 days ago, right here at the Viero Event Center. This Tri-City Storm team put together their most complete effort of the 2013-14 season. Their newcomer, Christian Horn, scored 4 points. He got a point on all four of the Storm goals. He picked up a goal and three assists. Joel Lesperance had 2 goals for the Storm. Dan Lebosky had 3 assists. Garrett Cecere had 2 assists. And Jacob Johansson made 34 saves, and it was a complete team effort. Great to see the team get off to a nice start here for this three-game week that they have. The Storm started on Wednesday against that Waterloo team with a 4-2 victory. Now here against Lincoln tonight at the Viero Event Center, and tomorrow the Storm go up against the Sioux City Musketeers, a Saturday night matchup against the Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. That game will be at 7:05. We'll have it for you here right at 6:45 pregame show on the breeze. But right now we're going to get inside the matchup here between the Stars and the Storm. The Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. These two teams have met twice already this season. The first time, the season opener, September 28th, the Storm with a 2-1 shootout win. A really nice performance from the Storm. They were still learning. Obviously, the first game of the year, you're working to get better, but they were able to come out with 2 points. Jacob Johansson with a great start to his USHL career back on September 28th. But then, a week ago today, last Friday, on October 25th, the Storm went into Lincoln, and the Stars got the better of them. A final score on that one of 6-1 back at the Icebox in Lincoln. The Stars dominated that game, and they made the best of their chances. They scored a lot of rebound goals, created a lot of traffic in front, took advantage of a couple power plays, and before we knew it, games kind of spiraled out of control. The Storm dropped that one 6-1. So, chance for some revenge here for Tri-City. 1-1 in the season series. These teams will play each other 8 times this season, so plenty of time here between these two teams, and you'll see a lot of each other. And it's really going to be a good matchup right here between these two teams. Once again, puck drop is going to be at 7:30 p.m. Got a lot more in store for you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. We're going to take a quick break right here, and when we come back, we'll have your CHS Coach's Corner. Got to speak to Josh Howdy before this one, and he's really excited to have his team take the next step after such a great performance on Wednesday. Right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars getting ready to do battle for the third time this season right here on the Breeze. We've got your CHS Coach's Corner coming up in just a moment. First, we want to remind you about the Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus is the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus in Kearney at 308-234-2541. We're taking your questions all season here during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll answer any questions you've got. Email them to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll read it on the air, get you a shout out, and answer your question. Hoping to get a good question here tonight for the intermission show. But now let's get to the CHS Coach's Corner with myself and Josh Howgie. Jared Schaffrin here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm going up against the Lincoln Stars here on a Friday night in Kearney. Second of three games here this week. The Storm with a 4-2 win over Waterloo on Wednesday. Coach, you're coming off that win. You just have the one practice on Thursday. A little bit of a different week for you guys. How do you feel the guys are going to handle it?
Well, I think they're doing what they love. You know, they get to play games and, you know, it's not a lot of fun to practice every week, and it can be a long week getting ready for everything. So I think just the quick turnaround was good for us, and I think everyone's excited about getting going here today.
How are you going to be able to build off that performance? It seemed like it was a complete effort that you guys had, probably one of the, if not the best game that you've put together here this season against a very good Waterloo team. What do you have to do to just continue to build on that?
Well, I think we got to, you know, do what we did, and that was execute the systems. We played as a team. We moved our feet. We didn't stand around and watch. It was just much more of what we expect out of this group, and I think it's, again, it's a young group, and they're learning how to play, and that was by far our best effort.
You keep the top couple lines here the same. Couple changes, though, in the lineup. Steve Hayden is in. Drew Mayer is out. Just talk about some of the changes here and what we have with the lines.
Well, really kind of a difficult thing. The league is reviewing a hit right now with Drew Mayer, so he's indefinitely suspended right now. I think that'll, you know, I'm expecting it to not be a long suspension, but still kind of waiting on the ruling. But there was an elbow that they felt that was a hit to the head that they took a look at, and so we had to bring him out. And, you know, Steve's going to add some toughness to our lineup. He plays hard every night. He's going to get some opportunities that he hasn't had before tonight. He's going to get some net front time in front of the power play, so hopefully he can be a big body and hack and whack and find a way to pop one in for us.
Kind of a little bit what we're expecting from Ross Olsen a bit on the power play. And I guess Ross comes back tomorrow, so he's a guy that could step back into that role?
Yes, I mean, that's something that that we're missing with Ross out of the lineup. So, you know, getting Steve in there and getting him some experience on the power play and getting him in some different spots will be good for him and hopefully build a little confidence for him.
Thomas Aldworth, also a guy who's in the lineup here tonight, guy who has been in and out of the lineup a bit, seems a bit inconsistent to start off his USHL career. What are some of the things when you watch him that he needs to improve on in order to kind of be a little bit more consistent in the lineup?
Well, he's got to, you know, stop and start and be accountable in the defensive zone. There's no question he's a tremendously talented and gifted hockey player, but, you know, there's a lot more than to the game than just being talented offensively. He's got to stop and start, and he's got to, you know, back check all the way to the net, and he's got to be consistent. It's been an area for him that he struggled with, his consistency, but, you know, he's focusing on it, and he's improving every day in practice, and I think it's only a matter of time before he's consistently on the score sheet and assist and consistently being accountable.
You got your third consecutive game here with seven defensemen being dressed. How does that handle on the bench with Coach Bittner changing the defensive pairings? And is it something that he likes? Is this a strength to be able to dress 70?
Well, we're kind of joking about it because in the past, you know, in our, you know, past coaching experiences, we haven't enjoyed, you know, 11 and 7. But with this team, it seems to be that we're getting a better performance that way. And, you know, it allows us to, you know, sit somebody down if they're not playing well and hold them a little bit more accountable. And again, I think with this young group that it's extremely important that we're holding these guys accountable. We're holding to the letter of the law and that they're doing things the right way. And, you know, if we have sometimes you have 12 and 6, you kind of just get in the flow and you just roll and you don't maybe hold guys as accountable as much. So I think that's been good for us.
You talk about it being a young group. Two of those defensemen, Kevin Kerr, Tori Dello, high school, young players. Maybe evaluate how their process is coming along here 10 games into the season.
I think Kevin Kerr's been our most improved player throughout, you know, the young season so far. I think he's gained a lot of confidence. He's been moving pucks. He's getting a little bit more active in the rush. He's getting some power play time, which he didn't see unless they're, you know, when, except for when Cecere was out. So we'll keep, you know, using him in different spots that way. And Tori Dello is just, he's wise beyond his years. You know, he's a young kid, but he's always in the right spot defensively. He's willing to block shots. His work ethic has improved quite a bit, and he's growing up real quick.
With a guy like Kerr, do you think he improves? Or not improves, but do you think he is able to benefit from Cecere going down, kind of an unintended bright spot for you guys, that he got some more playing time?
No question. I mean, you get put in those opportunities, and you get those spots that you might not see right away as a young guy, and you might struggle with them early, but it's going to help you, and it's going to help you mature quickly, and that's what you've seen with him. He's coming along very nice, and we're real impressed with the steps that he's taken, and hopefully he takes another one here tonight.
Last thing here before we let you go, Jacob Johansson once again in between the pipes for you guys. He's pretty much been a rock back there for you guys early on in the season. Just kind of summarize his performance, and are you worried about him getting a little tired?
I don't think so right now. Like he's the last guy off the ice every day. He's always working, and he's, you know, he trains harder than anyone. So he's been, you know, very consistent for us, and we're trying to bring Hayden along, but at the same point, we got to get some wins right now, and we think at this point, in this juncture, that Jacob gives us the best opportunity to do that.
Jacob showing his emotion, too, at the end of the game. Maybe a little frustration there with some players in front of the net. You don't see many times that a goaltender takes a roughing penalty, but he's definitely vocal back there.
Yeah, he's a leader back there for us. He settles things down, but at the same point, he doesn't appreciate when teams bump him, and I think that's you know, something that's different from his game. You know, over in Sweden last year, you probably don't get bumped, and you know people are on top of the crease, and it's something that he's learning and growing with. But it's good for him, but it's also good for us to see him have some, you know, fire back there, and that he's going to protect his area.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji. Thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Two things that make any morning better: donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Shaffron back with you on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's Burger King starting lineups. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King. Have it your way in the lineup tonight for the visiting Lincoln Stars. Lincoln coming in with a record of 2-3-4. They are tied with the Storm in sixth place in the USHL's Western Conference. Each team with 8 points. Lincoln with four of their games. They've only played nine games. Four of them have been overtime losses. So the Stars have been in almost every game they have played. And we'll get you their starting lineup here. They've got Tommy Marchand on the left wing. Wears number 20. Marchand, 6'3", 195 pounds on the left wing. For Lincoln here to start. Number 12, Max Humitz at the center. Number 6, Christian Lampasso on the right wing. And Lampasso, a very speedy skater. He's a guy that really can turn on the Jets and make an impact here for Lincoln. On defense, number 7, Zach Pittman. And number 5, Jared Kolkvist. Pittman for the Stars last year. This is his second year in the league. Kolkvist played for Sioux City last season. He is back here with Kolkvist, one of the leaders of this Lincoln team this season. Scratch here, Zach, the captain of the Lincoln team and a leading scorer. Ended for four games. The league came down with that ruling yesterday. So Fry out of the lineup for Lincoln. Their goaltender will be number 33, Michael Bitzer. Bitzer is a guy who just owns Tri-City. He has had a phenomenal record against the Storm in the last two seasons. I believe he's on one or even more. He may have more wins than that in the Storm. Number on the only beat him one, and back on September 28th when the shootout win here on opening night. Committed to Bemidji State, and here's between the pipes. Once again here for Lincoln, he has played in every game for Stars thus far. This is their 10th game. He's got 9 games played. Now the starting lineup for the Storm. Storm will keep their top line together. Dan Lebowski, Joel Lesperance, and Christian Horn. However, those guys will not start the game for the Storm. It'll be Nick Hutchison, Al Eastman, and Thomas Allworth. Hutchison wears number 18 from Hicksville, New York. The Northeastern University's played in 6 games this season for the Storm. He starts on the left wing. Eastman has played in 7 games for the Storm this season. Angola, New York native. Second-year Storm player wears number 10. And Thomas Aldworth from Keller, Texas, played last year at Cushing Academy. Has 1 goal in his first 7 games. He's committed to Providence College. Aldworth on the right wing wearing number 12. On defense, the Storm will start Kevin Kerr and Tori Dello. Kerr on the left side, committed to Penn State, played in 9 games thus far this season. Last year played for Team Comcast. He's a Pennsylvania native. He wears number 6. And on the right, it's Tori Dello, who wears number 3. Crystal Lake, Illinois native, played for the Chicago Mission last season. He's played in 10 games this year for the Storm, and he is committed to Notre Dame. In net for the Storm is number 30, Jacob Johansson. Johansson threw 9 games as a goals against average of 2.62 and a save percentage of 93%. He's a Stockholm, Sweden native, and he wears number 30 in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm. A couple scratches for the Storm. Austin Poganski, not in the lineup for the second of 4 games that he'll miss. He's up in Nova Scotia representing the United States of America in the World Junior A Challenge. Drew Mayer is scratched due to a suspension. We're waiting for the official league hearing on the suspension. You heard Josh Howgie mention it. Suspended indefinitely pending a league hearing. Chase McMurphy is scratched. Ross Olsen, this is the fourth game of his suspension, the final game of his suspension, and he is expected to be back in the lineup tomorrow night when the Storm take on the Sioux City Musketeers. So that is your starting lineups presented by Burger King. Now let's get you the New West 3 keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys to victory tonight for the Tri-City Storm. The number one key here has got to be beating Michael Bitzer. The Storm have struggled to do that every time they face Bitzer. No exception last Friday night when Bitzer only allowed one goal to the Storm. Got to get Adam, and I don't really know what the solution is to Bitzer. We haven't really seen it. Even when the Storm beat Bitzer back on September 28th, they only scored a goal, and then they got one in the shootout. So really, I think it's just getting as many shots as you can to the net, getting bodies in front of the net, screening him, and making it as hard as you can for Bitzer in the crease. That's the number one key and the biggest key to victory here tonight for the Storm. Other things the Storm need to make sure they work on, got to stay out of the penalty box, can't turn the puck over, and they need to play their system. I think really Storm playing their system, building off of their win on Wednesday. They had really a solid performance on Wednesday, did the Storm. And if they can build off of that win, I think it'll serve them well here tonight in this matchup against Lincoln. Storm with a record of 3-5-2. Lincoln with a record of 2-3-4. They are even tied in the standings in sixth place in the Western Conference. Just real quick, we'll go over some stats here, the comparisons between these two teams. The goals for and goals against, the Storm offensively are averaging 1.8 goals per game. Lincoln is averaging 2.4 goals per game, and they are 13th and 14th in total offense, respectively, here in the USHL. So both teams struggle to score a little bit. We've seen that in the two matchups thus far. Goals against, Lincoln is 8th in the league, allowing 3.1 goals against per game. Storm are 13th, allowing 3.5 goals per game. Power play-wise, Storm are 14th in the league with a 12.8% mark on the power play. Lincoln's 8th in the USHL, 15.4% on the power play. Penalty killing, Lincoln is 10th, 83.3%. And the Storm are 11th, right under them, 82% for Tri-City. We are just about ready to go here in Kearney. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars, an in-state rivalry, will be renewed again tonight right here on the Breeze. We'll take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the puck drop in the Nebraska Lottery first period on your home for Storm hockey all season, the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars. Here tonight at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Just about to get started here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm in their white uniforms tonight with white helmets. Purple lettering and numbering on the back going from right to left on your radio dial to begin this one. Lincoln in their black uniforms with blue trim, the blue star logo on the front, lettering and numbering, white and black on the back, black helmets for Lincoln. They will go from left to right here to begin play in the first period on their radio dial. We are ready. Storm win it. Have possession to start this game. Chipped in deep by Thomas Hall. And Bisser out of the net to go get it for Lincoln. Now Christian Paso. There's a cross-ice pass that's chipped into the north to the Tri-City end. And now it's bouncing. So up top. Marching with a shot. Deflection down. And never got all the way through to Johansson. Now turnover to Humitz with a shot that was blocked. And now it's Marching. Able to get in. Side corner. Kerr got it around for Dello, who couldn't control. On the far side, Hutchison. Hutchison tried to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. Now Dello has it. He saddles things down for Tri-City. Dello swings it to Kerr on the near side. Kerr ahead now for Aldworth. Aldworth took a big hit there, knocked his man Brandon Smith down. Storm get a line change as Luke Shiplow starts forward for Lincoln. Lincoln's in onside here on the far side. A quick shot save made. Shot was from Sacco, and Johansson makes the save. Here's Gomez now. Outlets to Wilkie. Wilkie takes a big hit right by the Lincoln bench. Gets right back on his feet. Lost his stick, though. He'll go to the bench for a change. Now Lincoln has it in their own corner. Cross-ice pass to Dominic Sacco on the far side. Sacco's in onside. Schultz burying him on the far side there. Sacco's down. Schultz there, and the puck was under Sacco moving into the corner, and the officials blow the whistle and stop the play dead. Just a minute and 17 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars, scoreless here on the breeze. Third meeting of the season between these two teams. They met 1 week ago in Lincoln. It was a 6-1 victory for the Stars, and Jalen Schultz is sitting in the box after that hit. Schultz takes a 2-minute penalty for tripping. Look, about a tripping call. After the hit, it must have been that they called the tripping penalty because he checked him in the far side corner. Here's Stepanek with a quick shot. It's held on to by Johansson. And we get a stoppage. 8 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. 18:35 remaining here in the opening period. Tri-City Storm and Lincoln Stars are scoreless. Smith against Berger on the faceoff here. Storm with a penalty kill after a Jalen Schultz tripping penalty early on. Storm able to get control off the faceoff, and Dan Lebowski sends it the length of the ice. Bitzer out of his net to play it for Lincoln. 20 seconds into the penalty kill now. Less than 2 minutes into this game. Lincoln on the power play. Stars moving into the Storm end behind the net. They move our side corner now. Lincoln up top for Daniel Willett on the left point. Luke Shiplow on the right point. Shiplow moves to the center of the zone. Finds Stepanek on the top of the right circle. Down low for an opportunity for Simonson. Back to Stepanek. Now Simonson holding on the right circle. Stepanek at the top with a shot that's blocked by Berger, and it goes out of the zone. Lincoln retreating in their own ends. Luke Shiplow moves on the far side. While they're in onside, Glukowski stole the puck away. It went in deep to the zone, though, and Glukowski goes to get it on the backboards. Three Lincoln players there. Torrey Dello there to help for Tri-City. Lincoln able to get it up top for Willett with a shot. Went wide of the net. Good traffic in front there for Lincoln on that shot. Hutchison tying his man up on the near side wall. Wins the battle. Tries to clear. And now it is cleared by Glukowski. Hutchison won the battle with Jared Kolkvist. Glukowski clears the length of the ice. 37 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln and Tri-City early on here in the first period in the Viero Event Center. Moved inside onside by Lincoln. Chance to the front went wide of the net. Rebound picked up by Hutchison. He gets it out of the zone. Not deep, though, as Connor Franti able to move it back into the zone. 17 seconds left in the penalty kill. Lincoln on the far side. Dello out of the zone and all the way down. Bitzer's going to try to for the home run pass. Lincoln's onside. And they move it deep into the Storm end. Final 5 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. Lampasso on the near side wall. Down low in the corner. Centering pass picked up by Luke Bolton. Stormer back at full strength. Bolton swings one through the crease. Kolkvist with another shot that's blocked. Now Lampasso to the center. Opportunity there for Kusarovi. But it's out of the zone now. And the Storm able to clear. Dump back in by Lincoln. Sean Lang tried to glove it down. It rolled in on Johansson. And Johansson able to steer it to the side and make the save. Stopping play, 16:25 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Lincoln got the first power play opportunity of the game. Storm able to kill it off. Lincoln got through there. And they lead in shots. Storm have yet to get a shot on net, but they've also been shorthanded for 2 of the 3.5 minutes of this game. Faceoff now in the Storm end to the left of Johansson. Is won by Lesperance. Nice win here into the corner, but Lincoln ties him up. And now Jonathan Davien with a chance. Rolled in on Johansson once again. Not a strong shot, but Davien made a move to the net. Johansson able to stop it. 16-18. Remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City making a change. Berger, Wilkie, Gomez is the line here. Berger on the faceoff. Again to the left of Johansson. Berger will win it. Back to Wilkie. And Wilkie over to Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr off the wall, out of the zone. Lincoln banks it back in once again to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Glukowski goes and gets into the corner. Moves away from Hunter Anderson. Turnover, though, by Berger. Here's a chance for Davien. Couldn't get the puck on his stick cleanly. And Berger trying to take it away on the wall. Berger played it up the wall. Kept in by Shiplow at the right point. And now it's turned back to the Storm. And they cannot get it out once again. Paratino keeps it in on the far side. Glukowski able to play it over to Kerr on the near side, though. Storm in control, moving up the ice. Kerr banks it on the near side. Hit Wilkie, skate right to Berger. Berger's in on side of the near side. Berger makes one move, and now he gets it taken off the puck for a second. Gomez trying to stay in and keep it alive, but now it's taken by Lampasso. Lampasso flying up the ice here. In on side. Nice poke check there by Sean Lang. And now it's back to the sticks of the Stars. Franti to the far side. Now back to Franti. A little forecheck here from Kyle Eastman trying to get a steal. Played back by Lincoln. Max Humitz in his own end. Played it forward. It's deflected deep in on Johansson, who gloves it and once again hangs on for a faceoff. 15-11 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars are scoreless. No doubt about it. Lincoln's had the better of the play thus far. Not great chances, but they've had chances, and the Storm have yet to get a shot on net here almost 5 minutes into the game. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Cecier took a hit. Moving it on the far side wall. Kept in, though, by Tommy Marchand. Down low to Lampasso, who is by himself. Centering pass for Willett. Willett with a shot was blocked. Nice block by Hutchison. And here's the rebound. The Storm will transition with Aldworth. Aldworth and Eastman running into the zone. Aldworth with a shot. Save made by Bitzer with the blocker on the near side. Eastman going to try to grab the rebound here. And he is able to keep it for Aldworth, but then he lost it to Tommy Marchand. Cleared out of the zone all the way down in the Storm, and it rolls for icing on Lincoln. 14-40 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've got a scoreless game here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm got their first shot on net there from Thomas Aldworth. Faceoff is Ryan McMurphy playing under the weather, but into the lineup here tonight. Lost the faceoff there. Back to the Storm end it goes. Cutler Martin picks it up. Martin for Tri-City on the far side finds Wilkie. Wilkie trying to make a move past one man. Got to the red line, tried to dump it in deep. It was blocked. Now Wilkie trying to get the puck back, working with Steve Hayden and McMurphy. And McMurphy trying to pry it free. It's taken by Jalen Schultz. Put pass through Cutler Martin's legs. Martin got to it. Chipped into the bench and gloved down by Thomas Aldworth. Nice active glove on the bench there by Aldworth as the puck came out of play. We get a stoppage with 14-11. Remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Lincoln are scoreless here on the Breeze. Now we see Lesperance on the faceoff for Tri-City against Luke Volton. And it's one forward. Here's Lesperance. In onside with Lebosky. Lesperance with a shot. Lebosky tried the deflection, but it went wide. I'm not sure if he actually got a piece of it or not. As it rolls out of the zone, Glukowski regathers for the Storm. Finds Dello on the far side. Lebosky couldn't get it in deep, but Lebosky got it back. Played it to open space and neutral ice. And now Lincoln able to take control, and it's dumped in by Brendan Smith. On the far side, Tori Dello, first man to get it. Dello makes one move, gets it up to Lesperance. Lesperance centering pass to Glukowski. Back in deep in the Lincoln end. It's icing is waved. Glukowski tried to get a strong pass to chip off of Lebosky's stick and go deep in Lincoln's end. Never touched Lebosky's stick. Therefore, the icing call as it went in deep into the Lincoln end. 13:37 remains here in the opening period. Scoreless game between the Storm and the Lincoln Stars. Lesperance now on the faceoff, and Lincoln able to win it. Now down low, Kusarovi against Dello. Couple big bodies there going into the far corner. Simonson goes down. Dello doing good work there. Simonson able to pick up the puck in the corner. Lesperance ties him up. 2-on-2 battle. Lesperance wins it. Puts it through a man. Skates, and now the Storm skate out. Christian Horn to Lebosky. Lebosky on the far side. Lebosky in the far side corner. Got it back to Lesperance. Center and covered up by Bitzer. L'Esperance was open in the center, but it rolled in on Bitzer before L'Esperance could get there, and the goaltender covers up to stop play. We get a timeout here in the first period. Storm and Stars scoreless at the Viero Event Center. The Nebraska Lottery has raised over $499 million, which has helped to provide more than 49,000 college scholarships, save wildlife habitats across the state, and fund new facilities at the Nebraska State Fair. The Nebraska Lottery, helping to build a better Nebraska. Bill Schaefer, tonight's patriotic salute honoree. Storm saluting Bill here tonight. Fans give a standing ovation. First media timeout. Back on the ice, 13:09 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and Stars are scoreless. Storm with just a one shot on net almost 7 minutes into this game. But defensively, they've kept the battles in the corners. Lincoln has not had many great chances on Johansson either. Face off now in the Lincoln end to the left of Bitzer. Chase Berger is on the draw for Tri-City against John Simonson. Berger able to win it. Sean Lang steps up, loses the puck on the far side wall, out to neutralize. Cutler Martin played it over, and it was hit by Wilkie's stick, but now Lincoln carries the momentum of the play into the zone. Johansson pokes that one with his blocker out of play into the netting. Nice alert play by Johansson. The puck's thrown on net. Storm looked like they're a bit out of position in transition, and their goaltender there, you know what? Hey, I'm going to stop play right here. Just blocker that puck right into the netting. So the faceoff will be in the Storm zone to the right of Johansson. Berger on the draw once again. He wins it to Sean Lang. And now this time it's Cutler Martin on the near side. Martin out to neutral ice. Couldn't get it to a Storm player. It's deflected back in deep to the Storm end. Now Martin over to Wilkie. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie holds. Lost the puck though. Threw it to the center and it was taken by Jonathan Davien. Davien is in onside, but the puck's taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie tried to play it ahead for Berger. Kolkvist got there first. Stormer in offside. Have to tag up. And now it'll be Kolkvist who leads Lincoln up the ice. Kolkvist with a pass too far ahead of his intended target, Kevin Kerr, ropes it back over to Eastman. Eastman, nice little pass over to Wilkie. Wilkie in the far side corner, centers it. Eastman had a rebound chance there. Schultz with a shot. Save Bitzer! Rebound Gomez and another save Bitzer! And a final chance went wide into the corner. Storm doing good work here. Eastman to Gomez. Gomez back to Eastman. Left it for Gomez. Nice play. Hutchison to the center. Lost the puck. And now Lincoln has it. Nice play there by Kevin Kerr, roughing up Davien, creating a turnover for Aldworth, but he lost the puck as he entered the zone. Lincoln with it now. Luke Shiplow on the near side. Shiplow, as the Storm had a tag up there, Aldworth was in offside. Shiplow in onside, takes a shot, went wide of the net. Rebound Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr for the Tri-City Storm. Up the far side wall, Aldworth trying to get it out. He couldn't. Shot from Pittman, went wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Hutchison there first for Tri-City. He's going to transition. Hutchison trying to get it up to Eastman. Stormer in onside, but then it was forced out. Hutchison backhanded it in. Shiplow there for Lincoln. And Hutchison hit it with a high stick. And the play wasn't called. Lincoln touched up first. Now Gokowski puts it in open space on the near side. And it's dumped in deep by the Lincoln Stars into the Storm end. Gukowski picks up the loose puck. We got 11-11 remaining in the opening period. A scoreless game here on the Breeze. Hutchison tries to dump it in deep to the Lincoln end. Kolkvist gloved it down. Left it for Pittman. And now it's kept in by Cecere on the near side. Cecere banks it off the wall. Ahead for Aldworth, but it was intercepted and taken away by Max Humitz. Humitz able to get to the red line and send it in deep into the Storm end. Gukowski against Lampasso on a battle. Gukowski won it. Played it to Cecere on the near side. Cecere wasn't ready for it. McMurphy got to it for Tri-City. And now Gukowski on the far side. Sends it ahead for Wilkie. Wilkie, nice pass into the center for Ryan McMurphy. And McMurphy got it in deep. Now Lincoln takes it away, though. Bolton on the far side with a shot that's deflected into the netting by Johansson. Stopping play. 10:32 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. About halfway through this period, not really much going on for either side. Pretty slow developing game here at the Viero Event Center. Couple chances for either side. The one penalty to Jalen Schultz where Lincoln had a power play. But well, that's about it. 10:32 remaining in this first period. Faceoff to the right of Johansson. Faceoff was squirted free. Chance for Lincoln in the slot, but it was blocked away. Now another shot was blocked by the Storm. And Dello puts it into neutral ice. Hit off a skate. Lesperance was trying to get there. Got chipped back to Sean Lang. He throws it into neutral ice. Lamoski tried to send it ahead for Lesperance. It was blocked. Now here comes Lincoln. Bolton in onside. Seeing a lot of pressure from the Storm. Goes into the corner. Dello gets taken down. And now here's a chance for Lincoln. Bolton behind the net. Up top for Chambers. Now a cross ice pass over to Shiplow. Shiplow takes a hit from Christian Horn. Lost the puck for a second. Now here come the Storm. Lebowski's out to the races. Lebowski tries to make a move. He's free. Lebowski chance in front. They just missed the chance. The net comes off. Lebowski again with a breakaway opportunity, and he tries to set up Lesperance. We saw this twice on Wednesday. Lebowski could have taken that shot. He was in by himself. Instead, he tried to go wide left and swing a pass back over to Lesperance. And Lesperance couldn't get a hold of it. The puck chipped up in the air. It fluttered wide of the net, and then Lesperance knocked it off. We're going to get a replay here. Lebowski was free. Instead of shooting, he passed it over to Lesperance and hit skates of Lesperance and Connor Chambers, and the net got knocked off. So we get a stoppage here with 9:50 remaining in the opening period. Scoreless game on the Breeze. Face off to the left of Bitzer's, won by the Storm. Gomez has got possession. Puck comes free. And Wilkie had a chance at it, couldn't get a shot. Now Martin with it. He takes a shot, it's blocked. Here comes Lincoln. Martin's trying to get back in the play. Got to be careful, don't take a penalty. Stepanek with a shot, missed the net. And the rebound over to the near side. Schultz couldn't get it out of the zone. Pittman on the near side. Down low it goes to Stepanek with a shot. Deflection in front, went high over the net. Another chance for Lincoln. It's batted out to Pittman at the top of the zone. Over to Stepanek. Stepanek makes one nice move by Martin, but he was held up by Martin, and it's going to be a penalty. Cutler Martin held up Stepanek, and it's a holding call on Cutler. Cutler doesn't like the call, but Stepanek made a sweet move to put the puck through Martin's legs and then would have been open for a nice-looking shot had Martin not held him up for a second. Official was in the corner, saw the entire thing. And we got 19:14 remaining in the opening period, and we got a scoreless game on the Breeze, but a second Lincoln power play, second time for the Storm, on the GNC penalty kill. Smith and Berger on the faceoff now. It's won by Lincoln. Shiploat trying to get it in deep. Eastman not allowing it. Now they get it in deep. Here's Smith with a shot. He misses the net. Good opportunity there for Smith. Try to pick out a corner, but he missed. Shiploat now with the rebound for Lincoln on the right point. Goes to the center. Now on the left point, fanned on a pass, got the puck back, threw it to the net, went wide, and Smith gets it on the near side wall. Up top, Simonson. Down low it goes now for Lincoln. Sacco. Sacco up top. Can't keep it in the zone, though. Shiplow tried to stop the pass with his skate, and it rolled out of the zone. Lincoln resets. Sacco stopped at the line by Glukowski. Now he comes in, and Glukowski sends it all the way down. Nice job by the Storm. Penalty killing on that sequence. 40 seconds in to the penalty to Cutler Martin for holding. 8:30 remaining in the opening first period here, presented by Nebraska Lottery. Lincoln's in onside. So the puck is stopped as they enter the zone, and Hutchison sends it the length of the ice. 1 minute gone by now in the GNC penalty kill. 8:15 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Paratino for Lincoln, seeing power play time. Lincoln moving in the zone. Nice looking pass, but Kusarovi was too far in front of it. Will it able to get to it on the near side? Now it's down low in the corner. Storm trying to break up the play. Bolton gets to the center. A shot was blocked by Dello. And Hutchison clears once again. 40 seconds remaining in the power play for Lincoln. Daniel Willett, one of the shortest men on the ice at 5'6", moves the puck up the ice. It's deflected in deep into the Storm end. Johansson leaves it there. Sean Lang trying to get it out. Paratino keeps it in on the near side wall. Lebowski's hounding him. He gets to the puck and sends it out. Dan Lebowski with a nice play. Bitzer's got it at the other end for Lincoln. 15 seconds remaining now in the GNC penalty kill. Lincoln loses the puck. Here's Lebowski. Shot. Save. Bitzer. Rebound behind the net. Lebowski trying to get possession. He could not. But a nice little play by the speedy forward from Minnesota. In onside, Kusarovi is the Storm back to full strength. And here's Sean Lang, who sends it the length of the ice, and it'll be icing on Tri-City. Storm cannot change. This is dangerous here. The Storm had this penalty killing unit on for the final minute of the power play. Martin is the most fresh player on the ice. I think Josh Howdy's trying to say, let's win this faceoff to Cutler Martin, who just came out of the box. You've got Lebowski, Glukowski, Lang, and Eastman, who are all tired after the penalty kill. 7:04 remaining in the period. We got a scoreless game on the Breeze. Faceoff is won back by the Storm. Sean Lang over to Glukowski. If Lincoln Smart, they'll pressure Tri-City here. Martin going to try to get it to the red line. He couldn't, but the pass was deflected deep in the Lincoln end, and the Storm able to change. Nice job by Cutler Martin. Now here's a turnover and a chance for Christian Horn. Horn to the far side, taking off the puck. It's a penalty. Delayed penalty upcoming to Lincoln. Horn's trying to keep this play alive. Horn on the far side wall took a hit, and Tommy Marchin touches up. It'll be a power play opportunity for the Tri-City Storm. We resume play. 6:36 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period, and it's a Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So it's Zach Pittman that goes to the box for the Lincoln Stars. And the Storm of the Century 21 power play here for the first time tonight at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City and Lincoln are scoreless, and really not too many opportunities for either side early on in the first period. We're now in the latter stages of this opening frame. And the Storm get their first power play opportunity. They've already killed two of Lincoln's. Pittman is in the box for hooking at 13:24. The Storm come out with Wilkie, Bird, Lebowski, Glukowski, and Kyle Smith. So a little bit of a different look here for the Storm on the power play. You'll see Wilkie on the left point. Glukowski will play the right. Lincoln with Humitz, Shiplow, Smith, and Connor Fran with Bitzer in net. Face off to the left of Bitzer. And we Storm get tossed from the draw. Lebowski comes in to take it. Lebowski says, hey, Kyle Eastman, you come in and take it. So Eastman is in there against Humitz. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Eastman moves it to Glukowski. Glukowski takes a while with the puck. Finds Wilkie. Wilkie can't pass all the way down low to Lebowski. Cross ice. It got there. Eastman gave it back to Lebowski. Lebowski on the right circle. Over to Glukowski. Back to Lebowski. Lebowski down low with Berger. Back to Lebowski. Cross ice pass. Wilkie with a shot. Blocked. Rebound. Berger put it wide of the net. Rebound again. Berger. Nice job by Chase Berger continuing this play here for the power play. Berger switching sides with Eastman. Over to Lebowski on the right side. Lebowski trying to find Wilkie as a trailer, but he missed on the pass. Wilkie finds the rebound though off the pass. Wilkie leaves it for Glukowski with a shot. Trying to find a deflection from Berger, went wide. Wilkie up top now. Lebowski over to Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. Glukowski holding. Finds Lebowski. Slap pass over to Wilkie. Wilkie with a chance in front. He had Eastman on the back door, but he couldn't get it to him. Lebowski tried to play it back up top, and it went all the way down the ice. 1 minute gone by in the Century 21 power play. Couple nice-looking chances for the Storm. You can see what they're trying to do with the man advantage. Glukowski's now racing the puck back into Lincoln End. Gets it taken off his stick as he enters the zone, and it's played out of play by Lincoln. The faceoff should stay in the Lincoln End as they never got it out, and it will. 5:26 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 50 seconds left to the Zach Pittman hooking penalty. Storm able to change their power play line. They've got L'Esperance, Horn, Steve Hayden, the enforcer up in front, and Cutler Martin and Garrett Cecilia on the back end. L'Esperance gets tossed out of the draw. Christian Horn, a natural center, comes in to take it. And you know what? He'll leave it over for Steve Hayden. Hayden getting a chance for a draw here. And he wins it. Nice, like clean win. The Martin with a shot that was blocked there by Colquist. Deflection went wide. And now L'Esperance is trying to battle for it on the far side. Martin pinches into keeping it. Hayden down low to L'Esperance. L'Esperance tries to move there. He does. Lost the puck, though. Fell down. And now Christian Lampasso able to take it the length of the ice. Leaves it down low in the Storm end for Jacob Johansson. And now Garrett Cecilia. Cecilia with speed. Plays it to Martin on the near side. Cross ice pass in onside. Icing is waved off as Horn goes to get it. Horn down low with a chance for Steve Hayden. Cecilia keeps in a clearing attempt. Over to Martin. L'Esperance fell down. Martin with a shot was blocked, and it's cleared down. Cutler Martin, two shots on that power attempts. Neither found it through defenseman. Martin's both shots were blocked there, and now we are back at even strength. 4:35 remaining in the period. Deflected in deep by Hutchison. Bitzer out of his net. Bitzer to the center as the Storm make a change, and here's Ford Smith gets to the red line and gets it in deep. Sean Lang is back there. Lang trying to play it on the backboards. Two Lincoln players come in deep on the forecheck. Lang able to win the battle and get the puck. Lang forward to Christian Horn. Horn Played it forward, too far ahead for Hutchison, right to Colquist. Glove down by Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr is in onside. Kerr to the net. Put it wide. Nice shot by Kevin Kerr. Just missed the net wide. Lang able to keep it in deep. Nice job by Sean Lang on the right point. Aldworth fighting over with Colquist. Puts a good hit on Colquist as well on the forecheck there for Aldworth. Now another hit by Eastman and creates a turnover. Down low, Aldworth's got it in the far side corner. Aldworth moving on the wall. Down low to Eastman. Eastman gets held up by Heumann. Two Lincoln Stars player there. Referees telling them to move the puck. Eastman's trying to kick it free. Eastman able to kick it free. And Aldworth was held up there. Unable to get to the loose puck. Lincoln has it. Storm still in deep on the forecheck. It was Anderson this time. And now it's taken back by Hunter Anderson. In on side of the Stars. Davien with a shot. Johansson got a piece of it with a glove. And now Berger trying to get it out. Is kept in by Volton. Stars with a chance here. Kerr hit Davien. Volton's got it on the near side. Loses it to Berger. Berger chips it out of the zone all the way down. Icing will be waved off. Nice job by Berger. Gets a little luck as the puck was rolling on its end. And now Volton recovers for the Stars. Gomez on some pressure now. And Sacco, as he moved into the zone, taken away by Berger. And an offside whistle to Lincoln. 3 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And you can see the difference between the first 5 to 10 minutes. And here in the last 7 minutes, the Storm have gotten into the flow of the game. And they are winning battles, forechecking with aggressive pressure and using their speed. Here's Lincoln winning a faceoff and getting a chance here. A shot from Sacco. Didn't have a lot of speed on it. Johansson sticks it into the corner. Schultz was the first man there on the near side wall. Playing it with Wilkie. Turned over, though, to Smith. And Smith for Lincoln. Turned it right back to Schultz. Schultz finds Wilkie in neutral ice. And now Chris Wilkie on the far side finds Dello. Dello's in onside. Dello leaves it for Gomez. Takes on a shot. Gomez with a shot. Saved by Bitzer. Gomez, he's got a heck of a shot. Doesn't use it as much as maybe he could. And Bitzer made a nice save on that one. 2:34 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Still scoreless between the Stars and Storm. Two teams that have trouble scoring. They rank 13th and 14th out of 16, respectively, here in the USHL offensive rankings. And early on in the first period, both teams trying to find offense, but none have found the back of the net. Faceoff won by the Storm. Nice job by Sean Lang to get it down deep to Christian Horn. L'Esperance on the near side now. L'Esperance makes a move to the center, lost the puck. Also, Lincoln player took a hit and lost a glove. And that's Shiplow who's smarting as he goes to the bench. Christian Horn in onside, tied up his man. Lebowski tried to pry it free. Lebowski kept it in for a second, and now the Storm in onside. Lebowski, nice back pass to L'Esperance. L'Esperance, chance in front, Horn saved by Bitzer. Here's a 2-on-1 for Lincoln if they hurry. Fighting to get back in the play is Lebowski. Lincoln on the far side, shot, deflection in on the goaltender Johansson, and he makes the save. Johansson makes the save, stops that rush. It was Stepanek that took the shot, but boy, what a setup by L'Esperance. Nice pass right on the stick of Horn, and you can see it. Michael Bitzer, he has the Storm's number. He comes up with big save after big save, and none bigger than that one. Christian Horn alone in front, and Bitzer kept it out. 1:56 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Lincoln with a late change here. Lincoln's the visiting team. They should have their changes before the Storm. Josh Howgie looking over at the Lincoln bench, wondering what's going on here. Lincoln's getting an explanation from the officials. Head coach Jimmy McGroarty not happy with what happened there. Now Howgie gets an explanation. So we get a little bit of a delay here. Late in the first period, scoreless game on the breeze. Howgie, happy with his explanation, hops back up behind his players on the bench. And now we get a stoppage. And the Storm get a false start whistle on the faceoff. Eastman looking for an explanation on the call. Faceoff is to the right of Johansson. For Lincoln, it's David Paratino. And he wins it for Lincoln. Down low, puck went free into the far side. Davien, first man there, but the puck is free. And now Kevin Kerr, dangerous pass over to Eastman in front. And Eastman secures it, leaves it for Aldworth. Aldworth's in onside. And Hutchison actually didn't hold the line. Aldworth had a lot of speed. And Franti, not happy. Couple players pushing and shoving after the whistle. 1:41 remaining in the period. Scoreless between Lincoln and the Storm. Franti, if you remember, Storm fans, the last time these two teams met up, got a double minor and a game misconduct for a hit on Chris Wilkie. Storm were upset about that. Tri-City on that double minor, though, unable to score. Eastman against Humitz now. Face-off won by the Storm. Hutchison got it into the Lincoln end. And Franti has it. 1:35 remaining in the period now. Here's Lampasso. Nice pass in neutral ice. Lincoln's in onside. It's Humitz. Humitz on the near side. Shot was blockered away by Johansson. Rebounds loose for Pittman. Kept it in. Nice block by Glukowski. Found Hutchison on the near side. Hutchison lost his position there and has turned it over to Lincoln at the red line. Johansson plays it around the near side wall. And Marchand centering pass, but nobody was there. Glukowski picks up the loose puck. Glukowski flips it to neutral ice. Hutchison was streaking for it. Picked up by Aldworth. Aldworth past one man. Into the zone. Aldworth with a shot. Saved by Bitzer with the glove. Aldworth and Eastman pushing and shoving with Pittman. Eastman very upset. Pittman threw Eastman into the wall. We'll see if there's any repercussions to that. Looks like there won't be. The officials got there and did not call anything. 1:02 remains here in the opening period. Scoreless game. Face-off will be to the right of Bitzer in the Lincoln end. Storm and Stars. Scoreless here on the Breeze. Face-off between Smith and Berger. Smith gets tall. A lot of face-offs here. And Smith listed as the right wing tonight. This time, Lincoln able to win it. Luke Volton listed as the center, able to win the draw. And now here's Smith in neutral ice. Smith banks it in deep to the Storm end. Puck is now behind the net. Smith there first. Martin ties him up. Volton and Berger get in there. Played around the near side. Under a minute remaining here in the opening period. Wilkie over to Dello in the center. And now Gomez carries it out. Gomez just chips it in deep. He'll go in and chase. And Colquist couldn't get to it. Gomez gets it back to Wilkie. Centering pass. Berger couldn't get a piece of it as it went up into the air. Here's Lincoln with a rush. Sack goes in onside. 27 seconds left in the period. Shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds loose. Dello puts it in the near side corner. Dello will be the first man to get it. And Dello plays it forward to neutral ice. Right to Lincoln, though. Storm heavy on the forecheck. Couldn't get the turnover as Volton settles it down. 12 seconds left in the period. Now it's moved forward by Luke Volton. Volton's in onside. Volton to the center. L'Esperance takes him off the play, and a penalty will be whistled to the Storm. Wilkie and L'Esperance were obstructing a Lincoln player, and a penalty is called with 3 seconds remaining in the period. Not the way you want to end a period. Cutler Martin ends up getting victimized with the two-minute minor. Martin upset here because I don't think Martin was the one that took the player off the puck there. Two minutes for contact to the head. Tough call on Cutler Martin there. 3 seconds left in the opening period. Faceoff's in the Storm end. It's won by Tri-City. Glukowski's going to eat the rest of this clock. And that'll do it for the first period. Neither team able to score in the opening frame here at the Viero Event Center. Shots on goal in favor of Lincoln, 10-8. Lincoln also now working on their third power play, and they'll have a minute 57 on that power play to start the second period. When we come back, we'll get you the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, recap the first, here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1 in 8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans. Don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Through one period here at the Viero Event Center, we got a scoreless game. Lincoln Stars and Tri-City Storm, no goals on the board. Through 20 minutes, welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. As we get in our Stadler Implement Period recap, not a whole lot going on here in the first period at the Viero Event Center. Other than the four penalties, that's about all we've got to report. Jalen Schultz took a penalty very early in the period for tripping at 1:17. Storm able to have a nice penalty kill and kill that off. Then Cutler Martin into the box for a holding. 2 minute call at 10:46. Storm able to kill that off. Zach Pittman for hooking at 13:24. Storm on the power play, I gotta say, they look pretty good on the power play, especially the first unit. Got in there and really moved the puck well. Wilkie, Berger, you saw Glukowski at the point, Lebosky, Eastman. That was the unit, and they worked really well for the Storm. The only opportunity that Tri-City had in that first period. But I thought they looked really good. They're really looking for the tip play in front. A lot of players trying to crowd the net, and that's what you're going to have to do against Michael Bitzer. If he sees the shot clean, he's making the save. And I think the Storm know that, and they're trying to get deflections. They're trying to work the puck around. Get a tip in front. Wilkie, Eastman, Berger, all three of those forwards were in front of the net with the opportunities to try to chip the puck in, just missed. But the Storm had good possession, and they really were able to work that power play. So definitely a step in the right direction. And Josh Howgie discussed this earlier with me in the season. When the Storm are struggling on the power play, they're obviously trying to score a goal. But if they can generate momentum off the power play and then continue to play well later in the period, that's what he wants, and that's exactly what they did. After that penalty, the Storm really turned it around. And after the Pittman hooking call, the Storm for the next few minutes really got into their rhythm, started forechecking, started creating turnovers, and you can see signs of what they're trying to do here in Tri-City. And again, this isn't the third consecutive game where you've seen those signs. Earlier on in the season, it was very sloppy. But starting in Omaha last Saturday, even though the Storm didn't score, you're seeing that the players are understanding the systems. They're getting after it. They're doing what the Storm, the coaching staff wants. And last night was kind of the culmination of that effort. Wednesday night was the culminating effort when the Storm with a 4-2 win over Waterloo. here tonight after one period scoreless. But the Storm will take that, I think, as Lincoln, they had two power play opportunities. They're about to have their third. Cutler Martin goes to the box for a head contact in the final seconds of the period. So Lincoln will start the second with a minute 57 seconds on the power play. And really, this is going to be a test for the Storm, because when you come out for the second period, it's going to go one of two ways. You can kill this penalty, and you can go, you know, really turn the tables on Lincoln, get some opportunities, take the momentum right away by killing the penalty. Or Lincoln could score on the power play that they've got a minute 57 seconds left on. And then the momentum shifts to Lincoln because they scored a goal on the power play and they have a lead. So I think it's going to be very important what happens here to start the second period. Not a lot of chances for either side. Lincoln outshot the Storm 10-8 in that first period. Storm had Thomas Ulworth and Garrett Gomez along with Dane Lebosky. Each of those players, two shots on net. Dominic Sacco led the Lincoln team with three shots on net in that first period. Bitzer Johansson making the saves that come to them, as both of them are perfect through one. But really, when you see this second period start with a power play for Lincoln, that's going to set the tempo and the momentum for the second period of play here at the Viero Event Center. It's scoreless. After one, we'll take a break on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, but not before we remind you about Sandler Implement. Sandler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And we'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll come back with the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as your Best Western Plus question, email inbox question of the game, right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars are through 20 minutes. Neither team has scored a goal in this one. We'll get you your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. ThinkMidway.com. Sioux Falls with a 6-1 lead over the Youngstown Phantoms. The Sioux Falls Stampede have been snake-bitten a bit lately. They have struggled a little bit scoring goals. Well, tonight they broke out of that slump. Six goals for the Sioux Falls Stampede and six different scores. They have a 6-1 lead in Youngstown. So a really far trip for the Stampede, but they weren't having a problem with it. In Youngstown, 6-1 lead. And Luke Stork with the only Youngstown goal, but six different scores for the Stampede. We're late in the third period, just 6 minutes remaining in that one. Looks like the Stampede have it wrapped up. Got a closer game in Indianapolis as the Ice are tied in overtime with Cedar Rapids, 2-2. The score in that one, Indiana outshooting Cedar Rapids 39-12. Yet the Rough Riders scored two goals on those 12 shots. We've gone into overtime, and actually Indiana was down in that game, 2-0. Indiana scored two goals in the third period and one with an extra attacker with just 16 seconds remaining. Jake Cass from Brian Pinho and Aiden Murr. And we've got a game in overtime here for Cedar Rapids and Indiana, an Eastern Conference battle. And we'll get you the result of that one here when we come back in the second intermission. Sioux City and the Omaha Lancers tied 1-1 in Omaha. Almost done with the second period in that game. Lancers and Musketeers. And actually, Musketeers have just scored a goal. Trevor Olson puts one home. It's 2-1 Musketeers. Joe Snively and Jake Randolph have the other two tallies in this game. 2:54 left in the second period. A 2-1 lead for the Sioux City Musketeers over the Omaha Lancers. Omaha in first place in the Western Conference. Sioux City in second place. So you get a 1-2 matchup in Omaha, and the Musketeers have the lead in that one. Chicago has a 1-0 lead over Fargo with 5:36 remaining in the second period. The Steel have started off pretty slowly. However, they have a 1-0 lead over Fargo. Fargo is the basement team right now in the Western Conference. Chicago, the basement team in the Eastern Conference. Green Bay with a 3-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. 4 minutes left in the second period in Green Bay. Gamblers lead 3-0 over Des Moines. And Dubuque with a 2-0 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. The Dubuque Fighting Saints, all they do is win. 2-0 lead right now over Muskegon. And we've got a goal from Jason Ford on the power play in that game. Fighting Saints outshot Muskegon 20-4 in the first period there at the Mystique Ice Center in Dubuque. And they lead 2-0 after one. Right here, the Storm and Stars are scoreless. As we get you your Best Western Plus question of email inbox question of the night. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located off the Kearney exit right next door to the Viero Event Center. Call Best Western Plus in Kearney at 308-234-2541. Question tonight from Alex. Alex wants to know here, where does Tri-City recruit most of their players from? That's a good question, Alex. It's obviously tough to see all of the players across the United States here, but getting the best players that you can in the USHL, you got to go all over the place. It's not one spot, Alex. It's all over. And the Storm are mainly concentrate their efforts out east in Boston, on the East Coast, around New York, Boston area, in prep schools. They also concentrate their efforts in Minnesota and Michigan. Minnesota, you have a great state high school program, and you see a lot of Storm players have played the Minnesota State High Schools. Dan Lebosky, Christian Horn, Minnesota guys, as they played on the same team growing up. You also have a defenseman in Jalen Schultz, who's from Minnesota. And a lot of guys in Minnesota. You've also got Sean Lang, a Minnesota guy here in the lineup. Austin Poganski's a Minnesota player. So that's clearly a spot of strength. Ross Olson comes from the East Coast, played in the Boston area. And then you've got the other area of Michigan. And the Storm have the most players from Michigan. Michigan's the highest amount of players per state. The Storm recruited Joel Esperance out of the Michigan area. You've got Stephen Hayden. You've got Cutler Martin. You've got a lot of different players. Nolan Glukowski, Drew Mayer, all from Michigan. So those are three of the areas the Storm get their players from. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we will head to the second period. Lincoln will start this one with a 1 minute and 57 second power play. When we come back right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers...
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Mega Player for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Mega Player. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Mega Player. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Mega Player for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm, Lincoln Stars, about to get the second period underway. Cutler Martin ventures his way back to the box to begin the second period. Martin called for a penalty for head contact late in the opening frame. And he will have a minute 57 still to sit as we start the second period. Scoreless game here on the breeze, Tri-City Storm. Lincoln Stars. Teams will switch sides. Get set to start the second period. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. Lincoln from right to left. Storm penalty kill to start the period. Glukowski, Hutchison, Eastman, and Sean Lang. Lincoln on the power play with Smith, Stepanek, Colquist, Simonson, and Franti. We're underway in the second period here on the breeze. Scoreless game to start the second. And Lincoln on the power play with the puck. Colquist on the far side, banked it off the wall, deep into the Storm end. Johansson sticks it down, puts it into the far side corner. Chance now for Lincoln as they pick up the puck. Nice hit there by Sean Lang. Penned the puck free for Glukowski. Glukowski trying to work it free, and he does. From Simonson, clears the length of the ice. Bitzer leaves it in the far side corner. Hutchison, a little token forecheck here as the Stars get it into the Storm end once again. Simonson skating after it. Sean Lang, first man there off the far side wall. Kept in and now forced out by Lebowski. Lebowski took a hit and lost his stick, but Lincoln regrouping in their own end. Lebowski able to pick his stick up. Simonson in onside on the left side. Simonson in the corner, centering pass. Johansson sticks it away, and Lebowski chips it out of the zone. Lebowski not exerting too much energy, trying to race after Colquist as Lincoln regroups and neutralize. Stepanek in onside. Stepanek on the right point. Stepanek with Lebowski on him. Has room. Stepanek lost the puck off his stick there, but got it back to Shiplow. Shot that was deflected to the far side wall. Gomez leaves it there for Lebowski. Lebowski's got some time. Here's Gomez joining the play. Lebowski forced it to Gomez. It went off his skates. And now Dan Lebowski puts it deep behind the Lincoln net. 34 seconds remaining in the Lincoln power play to start the second period. Simonson puts it deep into the Storm end. Johansson sticks it down. Torridello backhanded off a Lincoln player. Gomez rolls it all the way in on Bitzer. And Bitzer plays it to the far side. A loose puck. Eastman's going to skate over and pick it up. Eastman, nice pass to Hutchison. Hutchison throws one to the net. Bitzer has to cover up. Hutchison pushing and shoving with Volton after the play. 12 seconds left in the Lincoln power play. What a great play by Gomez and Eastman. Eastman saw that loose puck. He went over to get it to the far side wall, centered it to Hutchison, created a shot, but not really a scoring opportunity. But the faceoff in the Lincoln end here with just 12 seconds left in the power play, great way for the Storm to try to finish this kill here if they can win this faceoff. Faceoff is won by Lincoln. Under 10 seconds left on the GNC penalty kill. Sacco got it out of the zone. Hutchison there first. Dumps it back into Lincoln. And we're back at even strength. 2 minutes into the second. We're still scoreless. We're back at even strength. Martin comes right off and Aldworth hops on. Dello now deep in the Storm end. Swings it over to Kevin Kerr. And Kerr ahead to Aldworth. Aldworth could not get it out of the zone. Dello able to chip it forward. Nice try by Aldworth to get by Sacco. Lincoln in offside. 17:43. Remains here in the second period at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm. Lincoln Stars are still scoreless on the breeze. The Storm Radio Network 94.5. L'Esperance against Paratino now in neutral ice towards the Storm blue line. And Lincoln able to win the faceoff. Colquist on the near side wall. Christian Horn trying to pry it away. Puck popped out of play into the Lincoln bench. Daniel Willett had it in his glove, and he gives it over to the linesman, who will start the faceoff right at center ice. 17:39 remaining in the second period. Scoreless game. L'Esperance and Paratino on the faceoff at center ice. Paratino over to Colquist. Dumps it in deep. Johansson out of his net. Leaves it for Cecire. Pass on the far side. Lebowski calms it down. Moves it forward. L'Esperance moving forward. Didn't get a good piece of the puck. Put it on the far side wall. And Lincoln able to get it back in deep into the Storm end. Into the near side corner. Klukowski chipped it to Cecire. Cecire was calling out defensive assignments, lost his man for a second, puck bounces free to the center, and away it goes. Lebowski with speed on the far side. Lebowski leaves it for Horn. He's in the onside, centering pass was blocked. Lebowski gets it back, try to get it up top, was blocked. Lincoln takes it away, and the Stars have possession. Paratino now moving the other way, gets to the red line, throws it off the far side glass right behind the Storm net, where Johansson leaves for Cutler Martin. Martin to Cecire, and now Christian Horn with speed ahead of the play. Horn off the backhand, lost the puck over to Max Humitz, and Humitz will play it down low for Shiplow. Christian Horn calls for a change. Gomez on the ice, and it's moved by Pittman up the far side wall, stopped by Martin, rolls all the way down to the Lincoln end, icing waved off. Shiplow now behind the Lincoln net, taken down by Wilkie, no call coming. Gomez up top for Sean Lang. Rockets a shot, save Bitzer with a glove, rebound popped out. But Lampasso got it for Lincoln, and now he's going to race it up the ice. Lampasso on the near side for Volton. In onside. Volton back to Lampasso. Got sticked away by Johansson. Berger played it behind the net. Lang was out of position. Volton gets it first. Volton up top. Volton moving around the zone. Now to the far side. Lost it on a poke check from Martin. Sent it through the center. Nobody there. Willett recovers. Keeps it in. And it's taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie with an odd man rush here with Gomez. Gomez is in onside. Willett's in on him. Gomez backhands one on Bitzer, and he makes the save to hang on. Storm making something out of nothing there. Wilkie broke up a play. Gomez had some pressure, but he was able to carry it in and take a shot on net. So the Storm with an offensive zone faceoff. They reset their line combinations. 15:52 remaining in the second period. We're scoreless here on the Breeze. Faceoff to the right of Bitzer. Eastman, Hutchison, Aldworth, Schultz, and Dello. Faceoff won by Lincoln now. Shiplow in the far side corner. Ahead to Simonson. Simonson now on the far side to the red line. And he did not. He did get it in the red line, they say. And puck's loose behind the net. Johansson's got to get it. Net almost fell off there. The water bottle fell in front. And now the Storm going to try to get it out here. They could not. Now they do. And Eastman heads up the play. Johansson fixes his water bottle. Eastman to the center. And a score! Thomas Oldworth from Kyle Eastman. And the Storm take a 1-0 lead. 15:25 remaining in the second. Thomas Oldworth, second of the season, in the right place at the right time, beating Bitzer. Kyle Eastman set it up. Eastman's first point this season. And what a beauty of a pass. Eastman made a move around Pittman, was getting dragged down. The delayed penalty was coming, and Oldworth finishes. Thomas Oldworth knows how to finish, and he did that just there. 1-0 Tri-City. What a great end to the play for the Storm. Aldworth all smiles on the bench. He went to the net, got the feed from Eastman. That's a veteran move by Kyle Eastman, using his strength to get past Zach Pittman. Aldworth roofed that one over Bitzer. The Storm have broken through. They lead 1-0 with 15:25 remaining in this period. They fix the net in the Lincoln end. And now we're set to resume play. Faceoff won by Lincoln and Luke Bolton. Back to Chambers and Colquist up the far side. And now it's into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr with it. Kerr banks it ahead for Horn. Horn, nice outlet pass for Lesperance. He finds Lebowski. Lebowski speeds up the ice. Holds Lebowski to Lesperance. Takes that shot and puts it over the net. Lesperance finds the rebound, though, and gets it in deep. Lesperance had a good-looking shot but missed the net high. Glukowski tried to keep it in, and he does. Nice move. Went too far away from Christian Horn. He could have started a cycle there. Lincoln gets it out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr, nice play to Lebowski. Lebowski's in on with Lesperance. Lesperance to the net, and he misses the net. Why? Not sure if it was a pass there. Kept in by Kevin Kerr, though. Lebowski now on the far side corner. Try to center it. Take it away by Colquist. Banks it off the wall. Out of the zone. Kevin Kerr picks it up. Kerr to the near side. Now Sean Lang banks it forward. Tipped in by Horn. Lebowski. We got an upcoming penalty here on Lincoln. Lebowski to the center. Lesperance had it go through his legs. And the Storm will go back on the Century 21 power play. The line of Lebowski, Horn, and Lesperance continues to create chance after chance for Tri-City. They've been problematic since Josh Howgie put them together. An elbowing call on Luke Shiplow. Excuse me, not to Luke Shiplow. That'll be to Chambers. Connor Chambers will get called for elbowing with 14:24 remaining here in the second period in the Storm of the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. 0-1 is Tri-City. Lincoln 0-3 on the power play. 2 minutes for elbowing to Chambers. Lesperance, Hayden, Martin, Cecere, and Horn for Tri-City. Face-off to the right of Bitzer is won by Lincoln. Franny up the far side. Cecere kept it in, and Martin gets it down low to Hayden. Great pass over to Lesperance. Lesperance a little too fancy there. Hunter Anderson couldn't clear. Cutler Martin with a shot was blocked. Hayden with a rebound put it up high. Well, the Storm a little bit sloppy there, but they still generated some chances to start this Century 21 power play. Like to see Lesperance shoot that one. He's in the slot. He's in a good shooting position. Instead, he tries to make a fancy backhanded pass over to Horn, and it didn't work out. But a couple shots on net for the Storm there. Just 13 seconds into the power play. Lesperance on the faceoff with Smith. Lesperance wins it. Over to Cecere. Now Martin. Martin circles into the right circle, and then Cecere over to Christian Horn. Down low to Lesperance on the goal line. Lesperance holding, back to Horn. Horn is now up top with Cecere in the middle. Now Cutler Martin with a shot hits the side of the net. Steve Hayden. Hayden down low. Hayden over there to Christian Horn, up top for Cecere. Cecere fakes. Now over to Martin. Martin on the right circle. Martin holding, fakes on a shot, finds Cecere. Cecere fakes over to Martin. Martin holding over to Cecere on the right point. Storm on the power play here. Cecere to the center. Takes a shot. Finds Martin. Steps into one. Went wide of the net. Cecere's pass just a step away from Martin. Horn tried to play it down low to Lesperance. Skipped under his stick. Franti can't clear. Cutler Martin keeps it on the right point. Storm with a long pressure here on the power play. Martin takes a shot that misses. Horn rebound. Christian Horn to Cecere. Now Martin with another shot. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound Horn. Horn lost it on the far side wall. Lesperance comes in to get it. Cecere keeps it in. Cecere kept it in twice. Now Martin with it. Stars trying to regroup. Martin holding onto it. Leaves it there for Horn. Got stuck in his skates. Back to Martin. Over to Cecere now. 34 seconds left in the power play. Cecere down low. Shot wide by Lesperance. Cecere with it now on the near side. Storm, a lot of continued pressure. Takes a shot to Sear, blocked in front. Hayden with a shot, misses it wide. L'Esperance now in the far side corner on the rebound. L'Esperance to Martin with a shot, saved by Bitzer. Martin now with a rebound again. 14 seconds left in the power play. Hayden back to Martin, net's off. The net is off. And we get a stoppage with 11 seconds remaining. I don't know who hit it off. What a power play for the Storm. They're getting chances. But I think they're still holding onto the puck a little too long, especially Martin and Cecere. They're allowing everyone to reset things. So the net here is all messed up in the Lincoln end. The ice, again, we had this problem yesterday. The ice is very thin on that side, as that's the side that everyone uses to get on and off the ice. Nice overhead replay can. Bitzer knocked the net off. Bitzer just pushed the net off with his glove on the replay. 100%. Bitzer just took his glove and pushed the net off. He knew the net was loose. That was an extended play. In the Lincoln end, the Storm had extended pressure, over a minute of continued pressure. And Bitzer just took his glove and shoved the net off. Stopped the play. Cutler Martin had a great shot that ends up going into the net, but the net was way off its pegs at that point. Now the facilities crew is resetting the net. Howgie's discussing with the officials what happened. I'm sure the officials didn't see it, or else somebody would be sitting in the box here. That's a delay of game penalty that should be called. When you get a goaltender that just shoves the net off purposely, you can see he took his glove and absolutely just shoved the net. We got the net fixed. Lincoln still with four skaters for the next 11 seconds. Storm in the faceoff. Allworth to the center. Back to Sean Lang. Lang with a shot. Deflection just went over the net. Rebound Allworth. Allworth's going to hold it. Up top loop is Kevin Kerr calling for it. Kerr, we're back to even strength. Takes a shot. Deflection wide by Hutchison. Hutchison now to the far side as Lampasso plays it ahead, and now Lincoln's got a chance. It's Marchand on the far side. Takes a shot. Save made by Johansson with the blocker. Eastman the other way. Nice pass from Eastman. Over to Lang, who leads Allworth. Allworth got it now. Put it in deep for Eastman. Eastman in the far side circle. And it's bounced up top, kept in by Kevin Kerr with a shot. Chance for a deflection. Hit a Lincoln player in front. And now he's Allworth with a shot. Just missed the net. Allworth with a great chance. Here's Kevin Kerr on the left point. Wraps it around the wall. Down low, Allworth. Allworth leaves it there for Hutchison. Hutchison in the far side corner. Centering pass. Kevin Kerr put it over the net. Berger on the far side gets the rebound. Back over to Allworth. Taken away by Kolkvist. Allworth gets right in there and ties him up. Hutchison lays a big hit there. Puck's on the far side wall. It was free. Hutchison saw it. Hutchison, nice little play there to try to get free. And now here's Lincoln out of the zone. Lampasso gets stopped by Jalen Schultz. Nice play. And Lincoln dumps into the Storm end. Continued pressure by Tri-City halfway through the second period. The Storm lead 1-0. Looking for more. Dello with it behind the Storm net now. Long pass gets deflected. Ooh, it did not get deflected. They say it went missed for icing. That's a tough play for Tri-City. You've got Dello behind the net. You've got Allworth and Wilkie here on the near side. They just came on the ice in a change. And you've got a chance to really go for a nice play here, as Lincoln's been on their heels the last couple minutes since the Storm power play. Face off in the Storm end, won by Dello. Banks it off the wall. Perfect bounce right over to Wilkie. Wilkie trying to race past Pittman on the far side. Pittman steers it into the wall. Berger calms it down. Loose puck free. Chance in front for Gomez was blocked. And now Paratino on the far side. Paratino now for Lincoln to Hunter Anderson. It's kicked in deep by Jonathan Debien. And Jonathan Debien goes down. He loses an edge, and Dello hops on top of him. And now the puck's being freed up by Jalen Schultz to the far side corner. Paratino in the far side corner as Dello's slow to get up, but he's there. Interception by Wilkie on a centering pass. Wilkie's going to skate it out. Here's Berger. Berger's in onside. Try to get it back to Wilkie. Nice defensive play by Daniel Willett. And now Lincoln's going to go the other way. Debien on the far side. Nice hit there by Jalen Schultz. Takes him off the puck. And Cutler Martin has it behind the net. Martin with some help here. Berger turns it over, though. A chance for Kucerovi, and he missed. Deflection wide of the net. Shot for Kolkvist was blocked in front. And it's kept in by Lincoln, though. Simonson with a chance. He misses the net wide. Rebound down low for Schultz. Schultz moved it up the wall. Gomez was there, and Gomez skates it out of the zone. Gomez to the center now in the neutral ice. Gomez in on side as the Storm make a change. Takes a hit from Franny. Moved it in deep, and now it's aired out ahead for Glukowski. Just some pressure got it to the far side for Martin. Martin moved it forward for Lebowski. Just missed the official there, and now here's Stepanek back in the Storm end. Stepanek with power to the net. Centering pass and a save made by Johansson. Storm are going to go the races the other way. Lebowski with a lot of speed. Lebowski tried to get past Franny. Got hit off the play. That's the correct hit. We saw a couple times that called for interference. By that time, Lebowski was cleanly taken off the play. Stepanek got it back in the Storm end. Lesperance canceled him out, and now Glukowski has it. Nolan Glukowski with some pressure to Martin. Martin tries to flip it out of the zone. Lebowski able to get it out there on the far side. Nice pass from Lebowski to Lesperance. Lesperance moved it into the zone, and it's forced back out by Lincoln. Here come the Stars. Stepanek with 9 minutes left in the second period. Storm of the 1-0 lead. Stepanek threw one at the net. Hit Glukowski's skate, went wide. Now it's chipped behind the net by Lincoln to the near side to Sacco. Hit with a high stick and out of play. It goes. Faceoff will be out in neutral ice as it was a Lincoln high stick. And we're under 9 minutes now in the second period, and now things have picked up here. After the Storm scored and then had a penalty very short thereafter, Tri-City really. And as we get a media timeout, we can talk a second here. The Storm had great chances and really worked hard all season. The power play after the penalty for an elbowing call to Connor Chambers. The penalty there was they got a whole bunch of chances, and they were able to, even after the power play expired, what we talked about during the Central Hydraulic Innovation Report, use that power play to create momentum, and that's exactly what the Storm did. Now, unfortunately, they come up empty because they had such great chances, but they couldn't finish, and we got a 1-0 game here. 8:56 left in the second. We're just over midway through this game. It's anybody's hockey game, but the Storm have looked great here in the second period. Really had Lincoln on their heels for a majority of this set. And looking to build on it here with an offensive zone faceoff after a Lincoln high stick. Eastman will take the faceoff, not usually a center. Take it against Luke Volton. Faceoff won by Volton. Eastman playing center today. The Storm have been short players. Due to suspensions, Ryan McMurphy's under the weather. Here's a chance for Eastman. He shot it right into Dan Willett. And now here comes Sacco with a far ice pass. Deflection off the linesman. And back out of the zone. Tough break for Lincoln there. As it's moved forward now by Colquist. Willett deflects it in deep. Lang left it for Cecere. And Cecere moves forward in front of the net. Over to Lang. Lang with a nice cross ice pass deflected by Aldworth. Aldworth gets it in deep. Goes to chase against Willett. And now it's moved here in the near side corner by Eastman to Aldworth. Puck comes free to Luke Volton. Eastman, nice play there. Centers it. Deflection by Bitzer. Out of play into the stands. Here right to the right of the broadcast booth in the Aero Event Center. 8:11 remaining here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQ. Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead over Lincoln. The third meeting between these two teams. They've split 1-1. Thus far this season. Berger with a faceoff now to the left, to the right, excuse me, of Berger against Humitz. Tied up off the draw. Berger give him the win on that one, but it's poked free by Lincoln and Tommy Marchin out to neutral ice. Berger back on a stick. Storm tag up. Berger banks it in deep into the zone. Bouncing around. Chambers trying to swipe it. Gomez comes in to tie him up. Gomez kicks it free to Wilkie. Wilkie in the corner. Played it up top for Schultz, who batted it back down in the zone. And Gomez against Humitz here gets it to Berger. Berger, nice pass to Kevin Kerr, who's jumping into the play. Kevin Kerr, once again, keeping it down low for Gomez. Gomez double-teamed there, lost the puck. And it's out of the zone. Marchin cross-ice pass. Humitz deflects over to Lampasso. Lampasso with a shot. Save. Rebound. Another save by Johansson. Rebound still loose. Storm get it ahead and out of the zone. A stoppage. I don't know what the confusion is here. They blew the play down. And we may have a penalty. What a big save by Johansson. Lincoln on the rebound there. The first shot taken by Lampasso. And Humitz with a big save by Humitz with a big shot. And then Johansson made the save and it was pulled out on the far side. We have a penalty to Tri-City. I think the penalty is going to be for a hook on Kevin Kerr, trying to get back in the play. But I don't know what the stoppage and the confusion is for here. Both teams getting explanations from the officials. On the rebound chance, looked like Kerr had his man tied up, and that's where you see the penalty. He's in the box. Shots on goal right now, midway through the second period, 16-16. Storm with a 1-0 lead, and now Kevin Kerr comes out of the box, and after a discussion, delay of game covering the puck in a crease. We've got a penalty shot for Lincoln. They say they cover the puck. The Storm moved the puck in the crease. Here's Simonsen on the penalty shot. He shoots and a save, Johansson. So Jacob Johansson, not only does he make a huge save on a rebound on a Lincoln rush, he stops a penalty shot on John Simonsen. Keep this game 1-0. Holy cow. Kevin Kerr was the one who was whistled originally for the penalty. Simonsen just tried to go blocker side, and Johansson held his ground and made the save. Took a wrist shot. Johansson was there. So a big save for Jacob Johansson in the Storm. They stay ahead 1-0. Cecere just took a faceoff for Tri-City defenseman, and we got a fight. Steve Hayden, Connor Franti. Hayden and Franti doing battle here. Franti with a couple good rights here, and he knocks Hayden down. Connor Franti, a rare player to get the better of a fight with Hayden. Hayden looks like he just lost his grip there on Franti. And that was an interesting play. Garrett Cecere took a faceoff there for the Storm. And Steve Hayden, Connor Franti. I think Franti's the guy the Storm wanted to fight here tonight, as he was the one who threw Wilkie into the wall and a hit from behind the last time these two teams played. Hayden got a few good looks, but Franti really wound up with the right hand and got Hayden a few good hits and then took him down. Hayden lost his balance. Things off to the left of Johansson now. 7:21 remaining in the second period. Won by the Storm. L'Esperance gets it out of the zone. Back in deep to the Storm, and Sassine wraps it over to the near side. Lukowski moved it. Storm player went down. Save Johansson. A deflection in front. It was Christian Horn, I think, that lost his footing in the zone. Now Christian Horn taken down. No call coming here. Lincoln's going to move the other way. Willett on the far side. Shot. Save Johansson. And it's out of, it looked like it was out of play, but it actually stayed in play as the shot came from Brendan Smith. And now here come the Storm. Lebowski saves onside. Oh, they call offside as L'Esperance and Horn had a chance. Lebowski looked like he was off, but got back and had his skate on the blue line. The little speedster, Lebowski, didn't argue the call. 6:47 remaining. L'Esperance thought he was sprung free there. Talking to his assistant coach, Eric Largent, on the bench. 1-0 Storm, 6:45 remaining in the second here at the Viero Event Center. Storm have it now. It's Eastman. Eastman into the zone. Try to pass for Hutchison. Went wide. Aldworth overskated the puck. And now Aldworth trying to get it back, but Pittman able to get it forward. Now Stepanek. Stepanek with a wild pass to the far side. Banked into the zone by Lincoln. Martin got hit hard on the far side. Pass in front. Johansson never saw that one. Went through the crease. And now it's behind the net. Eastman left it for Lang. He wasn't ready for it. Stolen away by Stepanek. Up top for Shiplow. Shiplow on the left point. Over to the far side now. And it's Lincoln player Fan on the shot. And it goes out of the zone. Nice job by the Storm, as it was Pittman that fanned on that shot. And now it's turned over again by Tri-City, but recovered by Eastman. And now Sean Lang will slow this one down and move it forward to Hutchison. Try to get it forward to Gomez. Taken away. Here comes Stepanek. He's got to wait as Lincoln tags up. Stepanek slowly in onside. The puck. Centering past Lampasso. Had a good look, but he fanned on it, put it into the corner when he had a good chance to go to the net. Banked out of the zone, and here's Wilkie in onside with speed. Wilkie stops. Centering pass tried for Gomez. Was deflected away. Gomez in the corner now. Down low. Couple Lincoln players trying to get the puck back. Berger was there. Berger, Gomez, and Wilkie. It's free with it. Over to Wilkie on the far side. He fanned on a pass. Wilkie now taken down. Still with the puck. Chris Wilkie tried to find Berger, taken away by Lincoln. Here come the Stars with a rush. Chambers leading it and just banks it in deep into the Storm end. 5 minutes remaining in the second. 1-0 Tri-City. They got the only goal of the game here in the second period. It was Aldworth. And now Gomez got to the Lincoln blue line, but no further. As the puck's free and neutralized, back to Gomez. This time he dumps it in deep. Bitzer, a little trouble with the puck, but kicked it over to Willett. And Dan Willett behind his own net. Moving forward, Storm change of man here. Marchand's in onside for Lincoln. Cecere down low into the corner, trying to get possession for Tri-City. Banked it off the wall. And comes free to Lebowski. Far side pass. Banks into the Lincoln end. Here's Horn charging at it. Bitzer able to come out and play it. Out of the zone it goes. Sacco with it now for Lincoln. Sacco turns on the speed. Shot save made by Johansson. Cecere forced him to the outside. Let him go through without taking a penalty. Here comes Lesperance the other way. Lesperance is in onside. Lesperance leaves it a Horn. Taken away. Here's Lampasso and Sacco. Two speedy players. Taken back by Horn. Taken back again by Lincoln. Bolton with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound picked up by Lampasso. Cecere plays him down low, and Lesperance leaves it for Horn. Horn makes it up to the top of the zone, but kept in by Sacco, and back to Cecere. Lesperance leaves for Glukowski, who's on the ice, and he turns it over. Lesperance gets it back. Dangerous play, and here's a storm with a rush. Christian Horn at the end of a shift tries to throw one at the net, goes over the net. Lebowski picks it up. Down low to Christian Horn. Up top, intercepted by Lincoln and Smith. And now it's moved by Colquist back to Smith. He gets a hit from Eastman, and Lincoln is offside. 3:22 remaining here in the second period at the Viero Event Center. The Storm have a 1-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KILIQ. Thanks for tuning in. Tri-City Storm Hockey here on the Breeze. We'll be with you tomorrow night from Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center when the Storm go up against the Sioux City Musketeers. It'll be the third meeting of the season between those two teams. Sioux City has won both of them, one of them in a shootout, the other one in regulation. First visit for the Storm to Tyson Event Center this season. And the Storm are looking to try to do it on a two-game winning streak. They won on Wednesday, 4-2. They have a 1-0 lead here against Lincoln. A lot of time left in this game as we're in the latter stages of the second period. Right here on the Breeze. We've got immediate timeout right here. Good chance for both coaches to discuss the plan for the final 3:32 of this second period. A second period the Storm have looked very good in. They have really worked the puck well in the offensive zone. They're playing well in the forecheck. They're developing chances. But only the one goal from Thomas Aldworth. Kyle Eastman with his first point of the season on an assist. Eastman now will take the faceoff to the right of Bitzer. And win it against Simonson, but it's turned over to Stepanek. He's off to the races. Stepanek takes a shot, and Johansson makes the save. No call coming, but Stepanek was taken down by Lang. And the Storm dodge a bullet there, and a big chance for Jason Stepanek. Hutchison is in offside here, trying to go chase the puck, but icing waved off as Lincoln able to get to it. And it's back into the Storm end. A lot of pressure on Kevin Kerr. He keeps it but cannot get it out of the zone. Hutchison mauls his man. Kept in by Lincoln again. A chance for Stepanek. Taken off the puck. Eastman had it for a second. He's taken off the puck. Puck rolls free into the near side. Aldworth got it forward. Hutchison trying to get it out. He couldn't. It banked back down low where Kevin Kerr will bank it off the far side wall. Out to neutral ice. Kept in Lincoln possession by Willett. And now it's deep in the Storm end once again. Lang fires a pass around the wall to the top of the zone. Hutchison, nice job tying up his man, getting it out of the zone. Colquist trying to move it back in. Loose puck there for Eastman. Put it into the skates of Aldworth. Back in the Lincoln zone it goes, where Christian Lampasso will move it, and they catch the Storm on a change. Lampasso's off to the races. Breakaway. Save Johansson! And a penalty upcoming to Tri-City. The Storm went for a change at the wrong time there, and a slash will be called. Lincoln onto the power play, but another big save by Jacob Johansson to keep Lincoln off the board. This time, Christian Lampasso, he caught the Storm on the change and went flying up the ice. And a big save by Johansson. I think the fans wanted a goaltender interference penalty, but the officials are going to say a slash to Lang. Lampasso plowed into Johansson and took the net off with him. Watch the replay here. And they are saying Lang slashed Lampasso, and that is what caused him to lose, flying into Johansson. So the Storm will be shorthanded once more. 2:24 remaining in the second period, and things have now changed here in the latter stages of the second. Lincoln is on a power play. Storm in the GNC penalty kill. Storm in the faceoff. Lebowski gets it out of the zone. And look at him fly down the far side and win the race to puck. Nice centering pass to Berger. He moves in and scores! Chase Berger! A short-handed goal gives the Storm a 2-0 lead with 2:13 remaining in the second. Holy cow, Dan Lebowski can fly down the far side, and he made that play happen. The Storm won the faceoff, and Lebowski said, I'm getting this puck. He went all the way down the ice. A perfect pass to Chase Berger, and Berger with a pretty move to beat Bitzer into the front. He took a slash, made a move, and went put the puck through the legs of Bitzer. 2-0 Tri-City, their second shorthanded goal of the season. And wow, a start to the Lincoln power play. Cutler Martin on the second assist, we were being told. As Lincoln now has the puck, it's Stepanek who moves it in. Takes a hit there. And Lincoln still with the puck here. It's out of the zone. Minute 56 left in the period. Still a minute 30 left in the Lincoln power play. Here's Dan Willett in onside with Stepanek on the top of the zone. Run into by Hutchison. Puck is taken back by Lincoln, though. Smith has it. Smith takes a shot. Hutchison, great back check to block that shot. And now Paratino down low to the far side corner where Willett moves in deep to play it. Paratino behind the net, taken away by Martin into the corner. Martin shoves Paratino a couple times, and now the puck's freed up. Glukowski knocks his man Smith down. Martin, another shove. Storm physical penalty killing, and Glukowski clears it out of the zone. Not all the way down, though, and Colquist able to get it back into the zone. Chip free by Glukowski, and out once again. Willett calms things down at center ice. 45 seconds left in the Lincoln power play. It's played in deep to Simonson on the near side corner. Martin tying him up there. Gets it back down low to Lampasso. Lampasso up top for Pittman. Pittman back to Lampasso on the right circle. Down low for Sacco. Sacco leaves it there for Simonson. Now Lampasso again. Down low for Simonson on the goal line. Up top for Luke Shiplow. Couldn't handle the pass cleanly. Got it back. Sent one to the net. Went off the side of the net. Martin wraps it around the wall and out of the zone. 13 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. 35 seconds left in the period. Shiplow now from behind his own net. Starts forward. Finds Simonson here. In onside with Sacco. Sacco fakes on a shot. He takes the shot. Deflection in front. Save made Johansson. The Storm clear the zone. Here's Sean Lang out of the box. Lang with a shot. Deflection and out of play. Sean Lang is a big boy at 6'2", and he can really rip the puck. That shot deflected out of play by a Lincoln star. The Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff with 15 seconds left in the second period and a 2-0 lead right here on the breeze. L'Esperance now against Humitz. Faceoff to the right of Bitzer in the Lincoln end. Humitz gets tossed from the circle, and we'll see Brendan Smith take it. Faceoff is won by Lincoln. Willett moves it around to the near side wall where Tommy Marchand has it. Outlets it to Franti. Connor Franti to the shot that's deflected out of play. Stoppage in play. 5 seconds remain in the second period. Tri-City leading 2-0 over Lincoln. Trying to finish a strong second period and headed in the locker room with this 2-0 lead. Faceoff now is to the left of Johansson. Kyle Eastman on a take the draw. Storm made a line change there. Brandon Smith on the faceoff. Eastman there. 5 seconds remaining in the period. Faceoff won by the Storm. Dello throws it around the wall, and it's up top. Played by Gomez as the buzzer sounds. Storm get a cheer from their fans after a dominant second period. Not only did they score 2 goals, they killed penalties, they scored a shorthanded goal, and Jacob Johansson stopped a penalty shot late in the period. 40 minutes through, we got a 2-0 game here from the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm is ahead of the Lincoln Stars right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt.
Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always. Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars after 40 minutes of play here in Kearney. The Storm with a great second period. They actually got outshot 10-9 in that period. But the domination of play by the Storm in the second is not to go overstated. I really think that the Storm turned on the Jets, and the big change of momentum was when Lincoln took a penalty. It was to Connor Chambers in the second period. Now, Aldworth scored a goal at 4:35. That's the first goal of the night, second goal of the season for Aldworth, and it gave the Storm a 1-0 lead early in the period at 4:35. Kyle Eastman, by the way, first Storm point of the season here in his second year with the Tri-City Storm. So, Eastman, congratulations for that point. Aldworth, his second goal. But then we see a big change. The player to take the penalty for elbowing, Connor Chambers. Chambers in the box for elbowing for 2 minutes at 5:36. On that power play, the Storm had pretty much 2 minutes of consecutive possession in the Lincoln and throwing shots from everywhere. But really the big key was they were working so well together. After a shot was taken, the Storm were tenacious on the rebounds. Every time a shot was thrown over, their Storm player grabbing the rebound, resetting possession for almost two consecutive minutes. And that really turned the tide in this game as Tri-City had the momentum. Now they could not score a goal. And that's where you get worried if you're a Storm fan. You know, you have that pressure. Lincoln's able to come away without allowing a goal. For the Storm, it's about the believability. It's a word that coaches throw out a lot. When you have that momentum and you believe in what your system is and you see it working, you get chances. And right here you see that the Storm had all these chances. They were able to get momentum and believe in themselves. And then you see an opportunity for the Storm to score. They were unable to do it. Then we have a fight between Steve Hayden and Connor Franny at 12:39. A couple seconds before that, we had John Simonson award a penalty shot after they called the Storm, covered the puck in the crease. Now, a lot of times there's a debate here because the situation, Johansson made a save on a rebound shot attempt by Lincoln. The puck was in the crease. Kevin Kerr moved the puck with his hand out of the crease and to the top of the zone. The official made the determination that Kevin Kerr covered the puck. You cannot have a defenseman cover up the puck in the crease. And that's what the official made the determination. That is, if the official makes the determination that he had covered the puck, a penalty shot will be awarded. Now, it looked to me like Kevin Kerr just moved the puck, which is legal to do, but the official's saying that he covered the puck up, awards the penalty shot to Lincoln. Leading scorer, John Simonson, moves in on Johansson, takes a wrist shot. The Storm goaltender, Jacob Johansson, comes up big again. A huge save on the penalty shot. Keeps the puck out of the net with a blocker at 12:35. Then you get the penalty at 12:39 to Steve Hayden and Connor Franny. And then Lincoln starts to control play, and there's a slash on Sean Lang at 17:36. Lang to the box, and a chance for Lincoln to try to even the game at one late in this period off the ensuing faceoff. Dan Lebosky found a loose puck in the Lincoln end. He streaked down the far side, won a battle for a loose puck, sent a centering pass right to Chase Berger. Berger calmed it down, made a move past one Lincoln player, and then beat Bitzer with a great deke, pulling Bitzer off the ice and slipping it right under his legs. Second shorthanded goal of the season for Tri-City. Berger, third goal of the season for him, for Berger. And a huge shorthanded goal that was scored just 10 seconds after Lang took that penalty. Storm able to kill the penalty, and we are now heading to the third period, and the Storm have a dominating 2-0 lead. If they can continue building off their performance in the second, that would be a great sign for Storm fans here, not only for this game tonight, but for the future here in this season. The Storm are playing in game number 11. Still a lot of time left, but they've dug themselves a bit of a hole in the standings as they're in sixth place, and they need all the points they can get to try to get back into the race for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Tonight and Wednesday, a big start for the Storm. They're 40 minutes through. We got 20 minutes remaining here at the Viero Event Center. And we'll take a break in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, Cardi's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm ahead of the Lincoln Stars, 2-0 after 40 minutes here at the Viero Event Center. Central Hydraulic, Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Once again, a 2-0 game right here at the Viero Event Center. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Sioux Falls has defeated the Youngstown Phantoms. Final score of 6-1 in that game. Nice win for the Stampede. They're in the thick of things at the top of the Western Conference standings. Once again, 6-1 win on the road in Youngstown for the Stampede. Nice win against an Eastern Conference team. In overtime, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders have defeated the Indiana Ice on the road in Indiana. Nice win for the Rough Riders. Outshot 40-15 in this game, and they still come away with a win. Dylan Stimmett, the unassisted overtime goal with just 1:04 remaining in the extra session at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pacers, obviously, with the night off tonight as the Ice were in the big building. And they lost to Cedar Rapids by a final of 3-2 in overtime. Indiana picks up a point, but Cedar Rapids will take two. Late in the third period in Omaha, the Sioux City Musketeers, and this is official, the Musketeers have won the game over Omaha 3-2. And this is a big win for the Musketeers. The Lancers have been the number one team in the Western Conference. Brandon Hawkins with a power play goal in the third period gives the Musketeers a 3-2 win. The only power play goal of that game. Sioux City only with 15 shots against a stingy Omaha defense, able to get three goals past Cole Bruns, and a win for the Musketeers. And we'll check the standings in a second, as that will impact the standings. Sioux City has been streaking. Storm are facing them at a tough time here tomorrow when the Storm go to the Tyson Event Center. The Musketeers will be coming off a win, 3-2 over Omaha. Chicago has opened up a 3-0 lead on Fargo, and we can call that one just about done. 3-0, yes, that is officially done as well. A final score, Chicago defeats Fargo in Fargo. Force gets shut out at home by a Chicago Steel team that needs some wins for the basement in the Western Conference, and they'll stay there after another loss here tonight. Green Bay in the third period has a 3-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Late in the third in Green Bay, 3-0, Green Bay Gamblers over Des Moines. And Dubuque with a 3-2 lead after two periods of play. At home at the Mystique Ice Arena, they have a 3-2 lead over Muskegon. Goals in the game for Dubuque's Jared Privatera and Robbie Durar, along with Jason Ford. So, a couple nice plays for Dubuque. They lead 3-2 over Muskegon. Keep you updated on that one as well. Real quick, the standings check here. Omaha is ahead of Sioux City and Sioux Falls now by just 2 points. So the Lancers with 19 points, Sioux Falls and Sioux City with 17, Waterloo with 14, Des Moines with 9, Tri-City and Lincoln each with 8, Fargo with 6. That's how we stand here in the Western Conference. We want to remind you real quickly about Valentino's and our Tuesday trivia question every Tuesday. We're doing Valentino's trivia on our Facebook page. Log on to the Storm Facebook page every Tuesday. Answer the question correctly, be entered to win a Valentino's Italian buffet. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Headed to the third period next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, storm, and kick some ice.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Third period about to begin here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm hold a 2-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars. 20 minutes to go in this one. Should be a good ending. Thanks for tuning in. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here. We got to update you on a couple of the scoring plays in the second period. Thomas Allworth scored the first goal of the game at 4:35. Assist to Kyle Eastman and Tori Dello. And then Chase Berger, a shorthanded goal from Dan Lebowski at 17:47. Those are the two Storm goals. That's what we've got. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from right to left in the third and final period. Lincoln from left to right. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebowski plays it to Dello, and now Kevin Kerr in his own zone. Lebowski got it forward, but not deep in the Lincoln end as Humitz has it for Lincoln. Humitz gets away from an attacking Christian Horn, and now Lincoln has it. They dump it into the Storm end, and Kevin Kerr bats it off the side of the net. Down low, it's played up in front. Colquist knocks it down. Shot, save, Johansson. Big rebound was played there by Lampasso, and now the Storm take it away. And it's played on the far side. Lebowski got it taken away from him. Now here comes Lincoln. They're in onside to the far side, and it's played down low by Colquist. In on Johansson. Puck's loose in front of the crease. Chance in front. Johansson's on the floor. Big save, Johansson, with the glove. Rebound loose on the far side now. Marchand with a shot. Went wide. Rebound Luke Shiplow on the right point. Shiplow with a shot. Johansson's there with the chest to make the save. Rebound now in the near side corner. Kevin Kerr to Dello on the far side. Tori Dello, plenty of space. Skates it out of the zone to the red line. Chips it in deep. Storm get a line change here. First minute of the third, Lincoln with a few chances. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead right now. Puck's deflected back in deep behind Johansson's net. Sean Lang picks it up with speed, banks it off the near sidewall, out to neutral ice. Lincoln able to handle it. Franti lost it to Berger, who chipped it into the Lincoln zone. Gomez in deep on the forecheck against Willett. Willett behind the net, speedy guy, taken down by Gomez. Turnover, Wilkie in the corner, centering pass, nobody there. Lang keeps it in. Lang makes one move. Keeps the puck on a stick. Tried a deflection off Berger's skate, and a save by Bitzer. Rebound down low. Wilkie up the far side wall. Berger holds it in there with Gomez. Gomez had it in his skates, didn't see where it was. Now he skates to it in the near side corner and picks it up. Garrett Gomez back down to Berger on the cycle. Berger on the far side wall. Nice job moving it. Wilkie lost his footing there, but he picks it back up in the far side corner. Wilkie to the center. Has a pass for Berger. Shot save. Rebound save. And Schultz able to keep it in on the backhand. Lang retreats. And a nice job by Sean Lang right there. Icing was waved off. Lang picks it back up. He is the first man back. That is a smart play by a defenseman there. And we'll talk about it in a second. Now Lang through the ice to the far side. Gomez to the center. And it chipped away by Bitzer. Lang was creeping in deep. Centering pass by Gomez to Hutchison. Sweeped it wide. And now Gomez again on a centering pass. Shot by Hutchison. Just missed the net wide. Rebound Bolton. Bolton calms things down here for Lincoln. Couple chances for the Storm. And Sean Lang, the responsible defensive play, and then turns it into offense. That is exactly what the Storm have been preaching. Lang's been here only a week, and he's already got it down. Martin to the far side. Glukowski lost his footing, taken away by Stepanek. Stepanek loses it. Aldworth with it, chips it out of the zone. Pittman now on the near side, dumps it back into the Storm end. Not deep, but Cutler-Martin will take it deep. Played into the corner. Martin plays it forward, kept in the zone by Shiploh, knocked out by Aldworth, race to the puck, Aldworth is there, Aldworth on the side, shakes a shot, Bitzer with the save, Aldworth the centering pass, Hutchison there, Aldworth another chance, covered up by Bitzer. The Storm, tenacious in the offensive zone, winning battles, getting shots on net and big chances, 3 minutes and 9 seconds into the third period, here presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead right here on the Breeze. Face off to the right of Michael Bitzer, the Stars goaltender. Scrum 4-1 by Tri-City is Christian Horn on the near side wall. Tries to hold it in. Up the wall it goes and out of the zone. Cecere retreating now as Lampasso brings it in. Cecere tries to take the body and misses him. Lampasso to the net. Save Johansson. Rebounds loose. Swept wide by Lincoln. And nice job by Dello to pin his man into the wall. Loose puck, centering pass, and Christian Horn held his man up there. Puck went free up the far side wall and out of the zone. Nice job by the Storm to clear there. And pressure from L'Espérance. L'Espérance all over his man, Franti. Christian Horn on the secondary pressure, able to turn it over into the corner. Horn now battling again with Colquist. Franti is there, moved up the far wall. Dello couldn't keep it in. Cecere gets to it at neutral ice. Cecere on the red line, banks it off of Franti's glove, rolling in on Bitzer, is stopped there by a Lincoln defenseman and moved forward. Lampasso lets it slide off his stick. Nice job by Berger and neutral ice, shoves Lampasso and takes the puck. Strong play by Chase Berger, and now Lang on the far side for Wilkie. Wilkie with a shot, blockered away by Bitzer. Rebound Berger. Berger down low, trying to move it to Wilkie. A bouncing puck is played up the wall. Gomez in to keep it in. Loose for Berger, trying to chip it down low in the corner. Pittman got there first, moved around the wall. Debian out of the zone. Retreating forward is Kevin Kerr. Icing waved off. Kerr banks it off the wall behind the net where Berger chips it ahead out to neutral ice. Rolling back to the Lincoln end is Willett. Willett now with the puck, banks it off the far side. Sean Lang. Lang chips it backhanded deep into the Lincoln end, and now it's moved up the wall. Debian is stopped, and it's moved in way high in the air by Kusarovi. Martin gloved it down, moved it into the corner. Nice job by Cutler Martin. It was a tough play. And now Paratino kept it in deep. Stopped by Eastman. Kyle Eastman now moving with it on the far side. Wilkie gets past the man. Could have been interference there, but Wilkie moved it down low. Shiploh got to it. And now Wilkie's going to go off on a change as Lincoln moves it out of the zone. Move back, though, to Cutler Martin. Storm back. Get it deep in a Lincoln's end. 14:35 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. 2-0 Storm. Aldworth in the corner. Aldworth and Eats are going to be a penalty on Lincoln. Penalty on the Storm, though, actually, they say. As it's going to be an upcoming delayed penalty on Tri-City. Chance for Sacco on the delayed penalty. Aldworth and Eastman ran into each other, and then the official had his arm up. See what the call's coming. And Martin touches up there. Tough call on the Storm. They're doing work in the offensive end. Eastman came in. Looks like he ran into Aldworth, and Kyle Eastman's going to get called for a penalty. Trying to see if we can see a replay here. Eastman looked like he just went for a hit. Aldworth was playing the puck. Eastman, ooh, that's a hit to the head. Could be an elbow. Contact to the head to Eastman. Yeah, that's the correct call to Kyle Eastman. Couldn't see it there on the replay. Could see it on the replay. Couldn't see it on the initial play. Good call there. Stormer shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. 14-12 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. We're on the GNC penalty kill. Face off. Won by Lincoln. Lebowski had a chance to get out of the zone, but he couldn't. Now a chance for Lincoln in the near side. Dello gets there first on the pass. Lebowski out of the zone. Picked up, though, by Paratino. Lincoln regroups. They're back in onside. Chance on the far side with a shot. Johansson save made. Rebounds picked up by Schultz. He lost it, though. And now the Storm take it back. It's Torrey Dello. Lifts it out of the zone. Back down to the Stars' end. Played by Bitzer. Storm regroup here, as well as Lincoln. Simonson ahead for Brandon Smith. Smith on the near side wall. Got it to Simonson. Back up top for Paratino. Plays the point. Save made by Johansson. It goes way up high over the netting and into the tunnel behind Johansson's net. Jacob Johansson there had that blocker and just deflected the puck right up over the net. 1 minute, 20 seconds left of the penalty to Eastman for head contact. 13:31 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Face off to the left of Johansson. Luke Volton will take it for the Stars. Chase Berger will take it for the shorthanded Storm. Storm changing their alignment there on the faceoff, and Berger gets tossed from the jaw. Storm got to get set on this faceoff play. JB Bittner controlling the penalty killing duties for the coaching staff. Lincoln wins the faceoff. Shiplow's got it. Shiplow to the center of the zone, finds Lampasso on the near side. Down low for Volton. A lot of space. Fired a shot high and wide. Shiplow keeps it in. What a nice keep in there by Luke Shiplow on the left point. Shiplow now to the center of the zone with a shot. Johansson scoops it with the glove and hangs on. 13-11 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. 1 minute gone by in the Eastman head contact penalty. 1 minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney and north of Walmart in Hastings. Berger again tossed out of the circle on the faceoff. Gomez will come and take it against Brandon Smith. Gomez able to win it. Back to Lang, up the near side wall. He was stopped. Now Glukowski with it on the backhand. Oh, back to Lang. Dangerous play there. Kept in again by Shiplow. Now Lang. Nice feed over to Gomez. Gomez is leading the rush here. One-on-one. Gomez trying to make a move. Berger takes it back. Takes a shot. Save made by Bitzer. Berger has already scored a shorthanded goal in this game. And Gomez on the one-on-one play there. Made a nice little move. Now here's Lincoln back with the puck. Nice job in neutral ice. Skated away by Hutchison and left it for Gomez. Gomez skates into the side and banks it off the wall all the way down. Lincoln with the puck now. It's Willett. Daniel Willett has it slide off his stick in neutral ice. Now it's chipped into the Storm bench and out of play. Faceoff will be in neutral ice with 12:27 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 16 seconds remaining in the Kyle Eastman penalty for head contact. The GNC penalty kill for the Storm. Lebowski will take this faceoff here on the penalty kill and win it forward. And now it's into the Lincoln end. Offsides was delayed there for Hutchison. He gets off the ice. Lesperon sees a penalty killing shift here at the end of the penalty kill. Quick shot down Johansson. He makes the save. 4 seconds remain in the Eastman penalty for head contact and the GNC penalty kill. 12:15 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm. 2-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars here at the Viero Event Center. Face off. We got a stoppage here. Officials having a problem with the clock, I think. They're going to have to reset the clock. I didn't see a couple seconds went off. Lesperance ends up getting tossed from the circle. Lebowski comes in to take it again and wins it. Cutler Martin has it. Martin from the near side corner banked it off the official, and now the Storm back to even strength, and they got a rush. Lesperance is in onside. Lesperance with Eastman out of the box. Into the corner, behind the net, leaves it for Eastman. Eastman tries to get it back there. It's turned over to Christian Lampasso, who races down the near side, moves in onside, and then Martin strips him of the puck. Martin, outlet pass off Lebowski's skate. He chips it in deep. He'll go chase. Bitzer is there, plays it around with a stick. Chance in front for the Storm and L'Esperance with Bitzer out of the net. Went wide. Bitzer back in the net. Eastman trying to win a battle on the near side corner. Taken away by Lincoln. Stars moving slowly up the ice. And it's shot wide of the net into the Storm end. Lampasso let it go there for Humitz. Humitz from the near side corner. Humitz back down low. Lampasso is there. Lampasso from the far side. Cecier got to that pass first. Chipped it to the near side for Gomez. Gomez up the wall to Berger. Berger's got it with Wilkie. Berger in onside. Berger had a pass deflected. Chance in the center. Taken away by Lincoln. Berger's got to get back here. Volton with a move. Volton takes the shot. Save Johansson. Jacob Johansson and the Storm defense played that potential two-on-one perfectly. Johansson read the shooter. Kevin Kerr read the pass. And Berger just getting back in a position, not allowing them to do anything else than take a bad angle shot with Johansson reading it all the way. Nice job on the defensive coverage. We get a stoppage here, and we got to remind you that if you're fed up with high gas prices, there looks like they're here to stay. But there's one thing you can do to ensure maximum gas mileage. Stop by Big O Tires for a free air pressure and alignment check at Big O. They'll take care of your vehicle maintenance needs to make sure you get your best gas mileage possible. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 2-0 lead for the Storm. Here in the third period, Lincoln has had chances. Johansson has kept them off the board. Lincoln's out shooting the Storm 28-22 right now with 11:06 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff will be to the right of Johansson. In the Storm end, Brendan Smith will take the faceoff for Lincoln against Eastman. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Kick by Schultz. Lost the puck, though. And Lincoln gets possession. Willett on the right point. Willett takes the shot. Save made. May have been blocked in the front. Turnaround shot. Save made by Johansson. Kicks it to the side. Another chance in front went wide. Now Willett. Willett banks it off the near side wall. Over to Brandon Smith. Gets stood up there by Sean Lang. Up top for Willett with a shot. Went wide. Rebound. Johansson may have got a piece of that one as it skirted out to the front. Brandon Smith once again. Turned over to Schultz. He's taken down. A tripping call coming. Delayed penalty. Storm half possession, though. Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Aldworth takes a hit, loses the puck, and now it'll be touched up by Connor Franny. Hooking is the call. Could have been a tripping. Schultz went down to draw the Century 21 power play here with 10:28 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your property. Call Century 21 today, 308-234-5550. Face off to the right of Bitzer in the Lincoln end to start the power play. One by Lincoln, can't get it out of the zone. Glukowski comes in to keep it in. Now on the far side, Lebowski takes a hit, gets it a Berger though. Berger holding, bunched up with Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski's trying to give him some room here. Berger, pass to Wilkie. Had a little trouble with it, but got it. Kept it in. Now Glukowski at the top of the zone. Over to Lebowski. From the top of the circle, a shot may have been deflected out of play, and it was deflecting. 1:37 remaining in the penalty to Luke Volton for hooking. 10:05 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City with a 2-0 lead and looking for more here in the Century 21 power play. Berger on the faceoff to the left of Bitzer. Storm have looked good on their power play, moved the puck well. Need to generate some more shots on net. Now Storm get chased out of the faceoff circle. Storm have been getting chased out of the faceoff circle way too many times here. They got to hold their positions once they're set. Now Eastman came in to take the draw. Lincoln able to win it. Around the wall it goes. Kept in by Glukowski. Nice job to set it up to Eastman. Eastman down low to Lebowski. Lebowski in the far side wall. Trying to get it to Eastman. Eastman down low to Berger. Berger in the far side corner. Try to get it back to Eastman. Taken away by Simonson. And he clears. 1:17 remains in the Century 21 power play. 9:40 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm of the 2-0 lead. Wilkie ahead, banked off of Berger's skate. Wilkie gets it back on his stick, plays it to Lebowski, in onside. Lebowski turns it over, and it's sent down the ice by Brandon Smith of Lincoln. Under a minute remaining now in the Century 21 power play. Storm will change units, and Glukowski brings it up the ice. Glukowski plays it to the near side, backhands it deep into Lincoln end. Gloved by Bitzer, and he hangs on to stop play. 9:13 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City Storm. 2-0 lead on the Lincoln Stars here at the Viero Event Center. 46 seconds remain. And the penalty to Luke Volton for hooking in Lincoln. So I'm on the Trent Street 21 power play with a faceoff to the right of Michael Bitzer. Faceoff one by Lincoln in the corner of the Storm. I had to pry it free. And Christian Horn has it on the near side. Horn with a lot of pressure here, trying to get it to L'Esperance. Kept in by Cecier. Lighting Lincoln gets it out of the zone. And L'Esperance, and we have a Christian Horn looked like he was trying to maybe fight Pittman, or at least lost his helmet. Horn gets back into the play and now goes off the ice for Hutchison. 20 seconds left in the power put. Cecier, the Storm of the man advantage, is going to have one last rush here. Cecier moves it to the near side, gets to the red line, dumps in deep to the Lincoln end. Bitzer out of his net. Very active. Michael Bitzer. Puck goes cut off by Hutchison on the far side. Well, Hutchison, chance for a centering pass, elected to hang on to it, got taken down. Hutchison gets pushed. No calls coming here, and Lincoln takes the puck. We're back at even strength. Stars are in on side. Puck was shipped away by the Storm. And almost a collision there by Tri-City players. It's kept in. Lincoln throwing the center. Blocked by Lincoln. Volton up out of the zone. Jared Colt to the far side. 8 minutes remaining. Lincoln shoots it right in. And he will hold out. 8:02 remains in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City holding on. 2-0 lead over Lincoln. Shots on goal now in favor of the Stars. 29-22. Storm again. Decent pressure on the power play, but could not get a shot on net. Remaining now. As one by one out of the zone, Lincoln able to move it right back in deep. Lang down low. Lang on the far side. And Eastman gets it out of the zone. Lincoln back with it in their end. Shiplow on the near side. Shiplow, cross-ice pass, intercepted by Eastman. Eastman chips it in deep. He'll go chase. Shiplow, the first man there. Luke Shiplow behind the net. Falls down, loses the edge, gets right back up. Plays it on the far side. The Stars break out of the zone, and here they come. It's Jason Stepanek. Stepanek in onside, dumps it deep past Kevin Kerr. And Wilkie played it forward, taken away by Lincoln. Right back to Kevin Kerr. Berger, nice pass for Aldworth. Aldworth's got a rush here on the near side. Aldworth to the center. Berger had a chance at a puck that was poked off of Aldworth's stick, but it rolled through Berger's legs, and now Lincoln brings it back in onside. Stepanek to the center, and a collision to the near net. Dello got to it. Take back by Smith. Shot wide of the net. Rebound for side Colquist. Under 7 minutes to go. Shot was blocked by Wilkie. And Wilkie with a chance at a rush. Nice hit by Colquist. Wilkie still trying to get to the puck. And now here comes Lincoln. Stars with a 2-on-2 now. Christian Horn getting into the play. And a shot in on Johansson was saved by the goaltender for the Tri-City Storm. Shot came from Luke Volton. 6:41 remaining in regulation. Here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm leading the Lincoln Stars. 2-0. You're not buying your tires at Big O. You're flat out paying a statement, but one they stand behind. These guys set you up in town. Stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. Third period here at the Viero Event Center. The score. Tri-City Storm ahead of the Lincoln Stars. Here in Kearney, Storm and Stars tied 1-1. In the season series. And low and here is Tri-City. For the Storm is Persons. He's named 20. They are now after the save made by Johansson. It'll be the Storm have their number line of Horn along with Luke Keller. Storm for the third consecutive game here, a rotating 7 defensemen. So you're seeing a lot of different combinations, but right now, late in this game, all players on defense are seeing significant time. Lincoln toss from the faceoff. Smith's got to go out. In comes Simonson against L'Esperance. Faceoff one front. Storm for a man there. Wall out of the zone. Bucks going to the Lincoln end. Will not reach for icing. Horn all over Smith. Creates a turnover. Bronze from the side. Les Bronze takes it here, Colpist, and loses the puck. Now, over to Simonson. Played one behind Smith who couldn't handle it. Rolls down the storm and icing waved off. Cutler Martin getting it there. Martin backhanded pass. Banks off of Horn's skate to the center of the dangerously. And it's played all the way down by the storm. Wider than it. Icing whistled on Tri-City. Sixth remaining in the big old time. Third period of play. Storm have a 2-0 lead on Lincoln here at the Viero Event Center. Face off to the right of in the Storm end. Storm unable to change plans. L'Esperance draw. Lampasso will take it for Lincoln. Face off is won by Lincoln. Humans trying to shot on it. He does. Johansson made the save. Rebound to by the goal there. Players pushing and shoving after the whistle. Holding up big forward Hunter Anderson. Anderson, 6'4", 210 pounds. One of the biggest guys on the ice. 6'07", remain. Here in the big old time third period, Storm elect to not change lines. Kind of surprising there as they kept these guys on the ice. Lesbron's able to win the faceoff back to Glukowski. Around the boards, can't get out. Left in by Lincoln on the far side. Stars with an opportunity. Pass deflected. Patino took a hit from Labas. The puck in deep. Martin over to the far side for Christian Horn. Horn gets it out of the on Labaski trying to chip it forward. Esperance was in onside, chipped it deep. Storm now go off on range. Lincoln with the puck. Stars with it now on the Storm edge. Nothing. Big hit there by Hutchison. Lining his man up. Puck goes out of the zone. Ice waved off. Hit the here. Back into the 5:25 in the third period of play. Lincoln trailing 2-0. Puck's far free on the far side. Lincoln, Aldworth first man to get it. Trying to take a shot. It was wider than it. He picked up Eastman. Eastman with some good work on the near side there as Humitz gets it down low to Paratino. And Lincoln has possession moving forward. Lampasso chips it into the Storm man. Sean Lang, first man there, trying to dip it forward on the far side. Holds up Lampasso on the far side corner. Hutchison comes in for reinforcement. And now Cecil. On the near side, Kyle Eastman with plenty of space in the Storm of the 3-on-2. Eastman on the far side for Hutchison. Hutchison in onside. Hutchison takes the shot, misses the net. Went wide of Bitzer. Simonson out to neutralize. Schultz was leaning the wrong way. And now here comes Lincoln in on the side. With a shot. Johansson with a deflection there in the near side. Lampasso trying to take another shot. And a stoppage and a penalty. Penalty whistled for cross-checking. 4:36, we're now in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Here at the Viero Event Center, when it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Kyle East, not the time to take a cross-checking penalty. 4:36, remaining in redemption. In the Diamond Vogel Final Five, fans here at the Viero Event Center not happy with the call. Leading 2-0 with 4:36 remaining on the clock. Face off to the left of Johansson. They start the GNC penalty kill. Won by Lincoln. Willett down low. Sacco in the corner. Simonson comes into hell. Lukowski had possession. He fell down. Moved to the wall. Up to Willett. Keeps it in. Willett to the far side now on the left side. Colquist sending pass. Went through. No time. And now Stepanek keeps control. Stepanek from the near side half up to it. To Stepanek on the way with a shot deflection wider than Chris has it now on the far side. Colquist at the top of the zone. Shot blocked in front. Puck's loose. Cutler Martin takes it off the wall. Can't kill it. Nice job by Daniel Willett, the defenseman on the point. Keep it in. Now let's get down low. An opportunity. Simonson over to Stepanek. Back to Simonson. Sid made rebounds there for Sacco, but he couldn't control it. And out of the zone it goes. Berger got it out past the red line, but not deep in the Lincoln end. Storm change a few players, but it's brought back in by Lincoln once again on the far side now. Down low on the goal line. Storm retired here. Minute on the GNC penalty kill. Stepanek still on the edge on the near side. Stepanek takes a hit from Martin, but got it down low for Simonson. A lot of space. Simonson in the center. Loose in the zone. Shot went over the net there. Rebound on the near side. Willett. Willett on the near side. Half boards. Cross-ice pass deflects off Gomez's stick. Martin gloves it down to Gomez. Gomez gets it out of the zone and loops it down the ice. Nice job by Garrett Gomez in the Storm penalty killing unit. They have 3 seconds to kill off here. Labonte is deep on the forecheck. He's got to get back. But now Hutchison gets a turnover, and Dello keeps it deep in the Lincoln end. 20 seconds left in the Eastman penalty kill here. Eastman in the box for cross-checking as Lincoln moves up the ice. They might pull Bitzer. They do. They pull Bitzer. Shiplow into the zone. And Lebowski banked out. Or now it's out. And now with 5 seconds left in the penalty kill. I see. And now on the far side, it's played by Lincoln. They throw it on Johansson. He makes the save. Eastman out of the box. 2:34 remains in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. The Storm have killed a late penalty to Kyle Eastman. He's back on the bench now. And Johan makes another game to stop play in Storm end. 34 remaining. Here, the third period in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Lincoln has pulled their goaltender Bitzer. He's on the bench. Six attackers on for the Stars. Both teams still with timeouts in their back pockets. Faceoff is won by Lincoln, kept in by Marchand. He threw it deep in the zone, bouncing puck. And Dello trying to bat it out. He got it free into the corner. Banks it to the center. Out of the zone. It rolls towards the net. And it's in! And the goal! Dello's first Storm goal! Westcott will keep it. 2:19 remaining in regulation. Torrey Dello, the youngest player, gets the goal. Empty netter. A nice bounce goes. And rolled right in the empty net. 3-0 Tri-City. 2:19 remaining here in regulation. And that'll be the last 2:19 here. The Storm need to kill to get a win here tonight. They 3-0 Storm win the faceoff. They get it in deep into the Lincoln end. And on the far side it goes. A stick goes flying there. Lesperance lost his stick. It goes all the way down. Icing is waved off as Brandon Smith wins the ice. Now on the far side with Schultz on him. Smith to the center. A chance. Stop by left. There never got a shot on net. Nice hit by Wilkie. Here's Mark for the save. Johansson. Rebounds loose. Up top Paratino. Save Johansson. Another shot. Save Johansson. Lesperance on the near side. Lesperance to neutral ice. Overskated it. Don't look it in. Storm on a change now. Played here on the far side by Lincoln. Humitz with it for the Stars. Taken away. Here's Lebowski to the net. He puts it over the net. Lebowski alone. Gomez on the far side. Gomez. Center. Lebowski was a little far away from that one, but played it up top for Sean Lang. Lang takes a shot. Got it down low to Eastman to the center. Lebowski. Chance in front, and it was taken away there. Now it's dumped back in deep by the Storm. And played behind the Lincoln net. Gomez got it free to Lebowski. Centering pass for Lang. Who's open. Shot saved by Bitzer with the glove. Rebound is loose. Stepanek has it. We're under a minute remaining in the game. Storm leading 3-0 now. Moving up the ice is Lincoln. In on side. Stepanek taking off. The puck loose on the near side now. And now it's out of the zone. And it's back in the Storm end. Final 30 seconds here as the puck's behind the net. Now in front, Berger backhands it over to the far side. Lang has it for the Tri-City Storm. In onside, Berger in the center. Try to leave it for Aldworth. Berger got it back. Final 20 seconds left in the game. Berger has it down low. It's moved by the net by Aldworth. Aldworth up, top, out of the zone. Lang's got it. The Storm will run the clock down. Johansson, second shot out. The fans will go home with a free donut here tonight as the Daylight Bank Shop Donut for Donuts promotion. And the Storm win 3-0. Jacob Johansson's second shot of the season for Tri-City as they celebrate once again on their home ice. Improve their record to 4-5-2. And what a performance by the Holtz. Coming to this Viero Event Center and delighting their home fans, taking down Lincoln for the second time this season.
What an effort for Tri-City. They're 2-0 on the week. A chance to complete a week sweep tonight in Sioux City. 3-0 the final score. We'll be back in just a moment for the Central High Drama. Excuse me, for the Old Chicago Pulse Game Show right here on the Breeze, 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 win, 2 in a row here at the Viero Event Center for the Tri-City Storm. Welcome back inside here, the broadcast booth for the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the 9.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here to recap this one as the Storm get their second shutout of the season from Jacob Johansson and improve their record to 4-5-2 on the year, picking up 2 points and moving ahead of the Lincoln Stars in the Western Conference standings. It's the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat and well, this Storm here tonight, very impressive for the final 40 minutes. First 20 minutes, things went back and forth. Really not many chances for either side. No scoring in the first period. Both had some power play. The Storm did get one power play in the first period that I thought they looked very good on. They were able to build some momentum off of it. No team scored a power play goal in this game. Storm were 0-3. Lincoln 0-6. But if you want to compare to last week the Storm got dominated by Lincoln. They're in the icebox for the first time this season, a 6-1 win for Lincoln, and the Storm were at no point in that game. I think Lincoln came out, showed that they were the better team that night by far, and 6-1 win, that score was accurate in the way that the game was played. Here tonight, the Storm made the most of their offensive chances. They outshot 33-25, but they put home their offensive chances, and they had a great performance out of their goal. Just a great performance by Jacob Johansson once again. Again, his second shutout of the season, 33 saves. Hey, we talked earlier in the season, if you can't score, you can't win. And the Storm have had trouble scoring goals, but when you've got a guy in net named Jacob Johansson, he makes it a lot easier for you. And here tonight, the Storm relied on him once again. He came huge, not allowing a goal to get past. Late empty netter, sealed this one. Torrey Dello's first career USHL goal. The other goals for the Storm, Thomas Aldworth and Chase Berger. And again, opportunity plays from the Storm. It was pretty even back and forth, and you can see Lincoln had the chances out shooting the Storm. However, when the Storm had looks, they buried them. That's what the difference in this game. Thomas Aldworth's goal, a great move by Eastman to get around defenseman Zach Pittman, and then he found Aldworth for a one-timer, and Aldworth roofed it. He was wide open on the far side to the right of Bitzer, and he roofed it, giving the Storm a 1-0 lead, Aldworth's second goal of the season. Torrey Dello on that play picked up his first career USHL point at 4:35 of the second period. Later in that second period, Johansson comes up big on a penalty shot awarded to Lincoln. John Simonson had a chance on the penalty shot. Johansson comes up big there, keeps Lincoln off the board. Later in the period, Chase Berger scores shorthanded, just an unbelievable individual effort by Dan Lebosky. After Berger won the faceoff deep in the Storm, and it was the start of a Lincoln power play, the free on the far side wall rolling back to the Lincoln end, and Lebosky turned on the battle on the Lincoln end and threw a pass to Berger, who made a great move to open up the legs of Bitzer and slipped it under the goaltender, making it 2-0 at 17:47 the period. In the third, the Storm had chances to score, but couldn't score without the empty net. They were trying to push their lead by more than two goals. They were unable to do so until Lincoln pulled their goaltender, Michael Bitzer. Again, Michael Bitzer, he plays really well against the Storm. Another nice night for him tonight. 22 saves on 24 shots. And the late goal for Dello, the empty netter, the final tally of the game. But in the third period, Lincoln had some chances, but the Storm defense really held their own. Penalties, two to Eastman in the third period. The Storm were able to kill off. They hold Lincoln 0-6 with an advantage, and they get the win 3-0. A solid all-around performance for this Tri-City Storm team here tonight at the Viero Event Center. They get their second win of the season over Lincoln. They get their third win of the season at the Viero Event Center. And more importantly, they continue to grow some momentum here after a slow start to the season. Don't look now, Storm fans. Your team is one game under 500 with a win tomorrow in Sioux City, which is a tall task right now. The Sioux City Musketeers, no easy opponent as they tonight beat the number one team in the Western Conference, the Omaha Lancers. But a win tomorrow and the Storm are back at 500. It's going to be a tough game on the road, and we'll preview that in a moment. But let's get to the three stars of the game tonight presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West is for the athlete. In all of us, three stars of the game for the Tri-City Storm will go number three to Chase Berger. Here tonight scores his third goal of the season. Berger, the third goal of the season for the Storm. Short-handed goal, made a great play to get the goal, beating Bitzer. And he is the third star of the game, third goal of the season for Bits for Berger. It's his second shorthanded tally. Austin Poganski had the first. The second, Torrey Dello of the Tri-City Storm. Dello had his first career USHL goal tonight. Bit of a cheapie on the empty net, but he'll take it. He also got his first point, getting an assist in the first period. And Dello was a plus two for the Storm tonight on the ice for two of the three goals. And the number one star, Jacob Johansson, the goaltender for Tri-City. Second shutout of the season. 3-0 win. 33 saves. The number three is wild for the Storm right now. as they get their third win of the season at the VRO Event Center. And Johansson, really a solid all-around effort. We talked about it already a bit. Johansson here tonight, the backbone of this Storm. Sends everyone in the VRO Event Center home with donuts here tonight. And really just a great performance from the Storm goaltender here tonight. Gives them a 3-0 shutout win over Lincoln. First star of the game to Jacob Johansson. Let's look to the Dent Popper, grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard. Keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, motor trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight, the defenseman for the Storm. Number two, Sean Lang, with no doubt in my mind. We'll hear what Josh Algy has to say in a minute, but I thought it was his best game of the season for the Storm tonight on the back end. Lang was able to jump into the play. He was able to create chances on the rush. He was able to play some shutdown defense for Tri-City and helped a 3-0 shutout win for the Storm. Sean Lang, your Dent Popper grinder of the night. Here tonight in a 3-0 for the Tri-City Storm over the Lincoln Stars. We'll take a break here in the Old Chicago postgame show. We will come back with the head coach of the Storm, Josh Howgie, in just a moment, right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Jared Schaffrin with you here after a 3-0 Tri-City Storm victory here at the VRO Event Center over the Lincoln Stars. Second win over the Stars this season. And first, before we get to head coach Shaoji, we're just to a player who scored his first career goal, and that's Tori Dell, a defenseman for the Storm. And Tori, first of all, you get the 3-0 win. That's the most important thing. You got beat by Lincoln 1-1 week ago today. What was the difference tonight?
I think tonight we all bought into the systems and worked our butts off, and that really pays off in the end.
Did you think maybe there's a turnaround or a turning point, I should say, in that Omaha game on Saturday? It seemed like you guys didn't score, but you were starting to get everything together in that game.
Yeah, I'd say that was a big turning point of the season. Everyone started to buy in just a little more, and everyone just started to compete harder every single shift and win one-on-one battles, and that really carried over this week.
Now, playing with seven defensemen, 3 in a row with seven defensemen, how's that on the bench, and how did your coach, J.B. Bittner, with getting everyone changed up?
It's a little different than six because there's just one more guy to rotate in, but it's someone on the injury. Someone's right there to back you guys up.
Now, maybe describe the play here. You get a goal, kind of a weird play on the empty net, kind of clip out of the zone, so we bounce and rolls right in for you.
Yeah, I don't know. The puck was just bouncing, and I just threw it in the corner, and I tried to chip it off the glass and get off the ice. And luckily, it went off one of the things that sprayed the glass and bounced and just rolled, and it rolled right in.
You also picked up your first point of the season there on the Alder goal. Credit the second assist there. What did you play from Kyle? Gave him the puck.
I started jumping the play, and I saw Easty, and I just gave it to him, and luckily he found Aldworth, and he buried it.
Last thing, you've got the luxury of playing with a pretty good goaltender. Talk about what Jacob Johansson's done this season.
He's unbelievable. If you make a mistake, he'll always be there to back you up, and you can't ask for a better goaltender.
Tori Dello, defenseman for the Tri-Cities. Gets his first goal of the season tonight, and it's nothing. Tori, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
Tori will toss the headset right over to his head coach, Josh Hodge. 3-0 win for Tri-City Storm. A feel-good night here at the Viero Event Center as the Storm get the shutout. Second shutout of the season for Johansson, and we bring in the head coach of this team, Josh Hodge. Coach, overall, maybe summarize the game here for your team today.
I didn't think it was a perfect game by any means. I thought there were some lapses, but I think we took another step and found a way to come back from a short turnaround here on Wednesday. Overall, I thought we made the most of our chances and limited the quality scoring chance. Maybe gave up a few more shots than we'd like and took a few more penalties than we liked. But overall, pretty pleased with the guys and again another step for us.
So, yeah, it seems like difference, like you said, just taking advantage of had the chances and. Thomas Allworth there on the first goal, that seems like a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get free time, but like that's what we're trying to do. I mean, like, we drew the net hard, and that team opened up, we hit him across, and he made no mistake about it, put it home.
Defensively, a lot of time on the penalty here tonight, six different chances for Lincoln, you don't allow a goal there, and you're rotating 7D still. How did all that go defensively?
Well, Tori actually got banged up here in the game, was out for a few minutes, and then unfortunately, Ryan McMurphy had to leave the game due to an illness. So up front, we were shorthanded. But I thought all 10 or all 7D did a great job, and the 10 forwards really battled through. It'd be a good test for us tomorrow now, playing our third game, four nights, and being a little bit banged up front.
Sean Lang, defenseman here for you guys in this third game with you. Seems like maybe he turned a corner tonight. He was seen big minutes late.
Yeah, he's a little bit more comfortable on the now and. We're starting to figure out what he can do. I didn't realize he shot the puck as hard as he did. He took a couple from the point, he can rip the puck, too.
He's got a big stick.
Yeah.
It seems like just he's a big guy, and yeah, I saw that as well. I say, wow, he put some velocity on that shot.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're just figuring him out, and he's been a great addition for us, and, glad to have him.
You talked about Allworth before the game as a guy who is working, trying to understand the process here, especially defensively. What did you think of him tonight? Obviously, he scores the goal. Still learning a bit here.
His first shift of the game, he made a pretty big error defensively. But after that, he lights out. He's improving on that, and he's taking some pride in that. And it's good when a guy does things the right way, and then they get rewarded, and that's the case tonight for him.
How about Dan Lebowski on that shorthanded goal?
He's just fun to watch, isn't he? I mean, like he gets the puck and he goes, it puts puck in areas and just goes and gets them. I mean, he's a blast to have here.
Yeah, it seems like he's clearly just an asset for you. Just simply just making things hard for the other team when he's on the forecheck, penalty killing, and his speed is such a problem.
Yeah, it's tough for teams to deal with. These young guys are just learning how to play. Talking about it as a staff earlier, like it takes some time to realize that you have a little bit more time with the puck than you think. You have time and you can make a play. And before we were just getting pucks and firing them because we were panicking, and they're starting to settle down. They're starting to get in the groove. We got a way to go, but we're definitely taking some steps.
Tomorrow night in Sioux City, I know you haven't probably looked at them at all. Beat Omaha tonight, so they get over the top team. How tough is that team to play right now?
They're standing right now. They're a very good hockey team. They've been the best in the league around. This would be a really good test to stack up with them. One on the road, a place that we haven't had them there yet this season. We just were here for the classic, and it's exciting. I think that we've gained some confidence. Again, we still have a ways to go, but we're
definitely confident bunch right now. The Tri-City Storm, two wins in a row and a 3-0 shutout of the Lincoln Stars, a team who you're defeated twice in your coaching game, win last year, so that's got to feel good as well.
Yeah, especially after getting embarrassed the way we did last week in their building. that building is a heck of atmosphere, and I don't think you guys are ready for that. And it's the first real road test last season. It was good to have our fans going and make it a little tough to play here tonight.
Tri-City again, a 3-0 victory. Coach Josh Haji, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
3-0 final. Storm, their fourth win of the season. Here, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Final score in the USHL. Stewards with a 6-1 win for Youngstown. Cedar Rapids is an overtime with 40-12, yet they still win 3-2 in overtime against the Indiana Ice. Sioux City comes from behind and defeats Omaha 2-2. Chicago shuts out Fargo 3-0. Green Bay defeats Des Moines 3-0. And Dubuque, and after Muskegon staged a comeback, Dubuque gets 2 goals and wins. Excuse me, gets 2 points, wins in overtime 5-4 here at the Viero Event Center. Storm with a 3-0 win over the Lincoln Stars. And we will talk to you tomorrow night, as the Storm will take on the Sioux City Musketeers and puck drop at 7:05 p.m. Pregame show at 6:45 right here on Breeze. Before we go, I want to thank Brad back in studio for helping engineer this one. Final score once again, 3-0 in favor of the Tri-City Storm. We will talk to everybody tomorrow in Sioux City. Until then, great night, everybody.